Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, this is the most romantic thing I've ever seen. Me and Martin looking at each other doing a duet. Whoa.
Oh, it's too bad people. We can't dance when we do it.
Oh, we can do that too? Come on, man. Get your shit on, man.
No, don't. Let's stop doing this. Because this shit look like two Negroes having a spasm attack right now.
Dual heart attack.
Oh, but I am feeling good. You're making me feel good too, brother.
I brought all this orange just for you.
Oh, man.
Right in your day.
Look at you people, the Technicolor dream pimp up in here. How you doing? Don't you sit your ass over there. Don't you sit over there. Sit another. Get another seat.
He doesn't know.
I know, because you're in the shot, man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
There,
well, this is the we sat his ass right in the middle of the camera content. I know.
It just we spent all that time arranging, and I knew he was gonna find that seat right there.
It was the open seat.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
I am too. Believe it or not,
I am. Are you good?
I was until the hurricane came in. Felix, how you doing, man?
Yeah, Felix, my boy.
I know he's my boy too. I wish he was.
No, he's my boy.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Shit, you can have him. Goddamn.
No, you can
tell him where to sit next time. But how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Cool. Oh, man. Got that fruity hat on right there. I
like
love
my fruity
it.
Pebbles hat.
I love
Thank
it,
you,
man.
Sammy Gonzalez bought it for
Sammy
me.
Brought that to you?
Yeah, he did. It was an act of love. Yeah, your head is all in my shot.
Oh, excuse me. You better now.
Yeah, don't yell at Felix. Worry about yourself.
Oh, excuse me. Shit. Yeah, that hat gave him a boost of confidence right there. Excuse me, brother. Let me straighten myself out.
There you go.
Martin and the asshole hat. How you doing, man? You didn't bring me nothing. But good to see you, man. Good to see you. You can get a bowl of cereal out that hat.
I wouldn't know when to stop eating.
No, you wouldn't. You'd eat right through it.
Oh. It's pretty good at first, but toward the end, not so much.
Man, I am feeling good today, boy. I am feeling good because believe it or not, man, it's rare. It's rare that shitty comments make me feel this happy, man.
You're not taking joy in all this.
No, I'm taking pleasure all in this. People, welcome
this
to
sad.
The show. I am, before I got my concentration ruined by Felix, but he settled down now. We good right now. I'm Pastor Corey Coleman. Over here, I have Prime Minister Martin. How you doing? They need you right now, man.
Title is what you think it means.
But you're a real minister, you know. Hey, you're a minister and you're number one to me. You're okay. Prime minister.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, man, just take it. But yeah, people, you're a real minister. That's why I say you're my minister. You're gonna be my minister
I
at my
will
wedding.
Be your minister.
Yes, you will. And people, welcome to the Sunday service on DoubleToasted.com. As I said, I'm Corey Coleman. I'm gonna be your host for the next couple of hours at least. So y'all might as well get comfortable over there. People, look at the sausage couch over here. <Y'all doing? laughs> that link's all right. Now I talk about Felix, Sammy over there having way too much of a good time. I ain't never heard somebody like cheer for that too. Sausage fest.
It's rare to get that from somebody who's actually on our staff.
It really is. He happy about it too. Yeah, sausage fest 2017. That it's like a sausage link over there too. Dicks just tied together. How y'all doing?
They did break our streak of having good looking women in here every Sunday.
Oh, they broke that shit hard. Couch smelled like ass and everything. How y'all doing over there?
There was probably some walking up and looked in and went,
No, not today. Shit, that's a rape couch over there. I ain't going over that shit. How y'all doing though, people? Glad to have you, and I'm happy to say that we're gonna have a good show today because we have a lot to do. Because there's a lot going on, man. First of all, London can't catch a break these days.
And I know.
Man, we ain't gonna dwell on it, but I'm gonna give my condolences over to my sisters and brothers over there in not so jolly England now.
I have a personal worry about this.
And I know, and also. Comedians acting a fool now. They just, they done finally crossed the line.
It's comedians being comedians.
Yeah, you know what? I thought you and I were going to have it out today, but I can see that you are where I am. Yeah. I hope. Because y'all are acting a fool. Y'all.
They're looking for something.
Let me just wait. I'm about to jump into this shit right now. Because, see, I can relate. Because I say a lot of stupid shit.
Hell yeah. I keep telling everybody, it's only a matter of time before it's one of us on there.
They ain't going to get me. Because I understand. You ain't going to see me on a camera talking about, I'm sorry. No,
you ain't going to see me doing that either.
No, you ain't going to. I'll leave before I do that shit. They'll
be like, I'm sorry. You don't know how to take a joke.
Yeah. My last word is going to be, fuck all y'all. And I'm going to walk on out. Go along my fucking merry way.
Hey, let me tell you. Subscribe.
Subscribe to DoubleToasted.com. $7 a month. Kiss my black ass.
See, I don't give a fuck, and y'all shouldn't either, man. Y'all don't. Y'all ask for these comedians to do these things. Once they do it, you try to persecute them. But we're going to talk about that and get y'all straight out here, especially since some people say Corey can't take a black joke. Well, we'll see about that. Somebody committed the black jokes of all black jokes. And y'all don't see me crying yet. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Your girl Kathy Griffin tripping out there, holding up seven heads and shit of Trump. And also, people don't come after us. You know, we did something positive. Talked about your girl Wonder Woman, and people just acted a fool. After we said nice things about her, man.
They acted a fool on us?
On us, yeah. Yeah, you too.
What?
Because you associated with us.
Oh, okay.
You in the room.
Okay.
Yeah, they come in spraying bullets. You going down with everybody else.
I suppose that's true.
We're going to have some fun with that, though. At the end of the day, where shitty comments are the most fun you can have, and all the shit that has gone on in the world.
If that's the worst you got to worry about. You got a good life.
Then you all right. You all right. That, the weekend box office, going to get into some news and a little bit more. You know, plenty of surprises going on. But let's see what we got here. Oh, the chat's already on me. Look at this. They trying to make me mad. Look at this chat. I was about to go in and welcome the backbone of this community, the chatter tat tat, and they like, see how you like it. Somebody already, hey, Corey, you're a nigger. Oh, I'm a comedian. It's all right. I don't think y'all get
it. Wow.
I don't think y'all understand how this shit works. Y'all are the ones that are crossing the line.
Is anybody holding my severed head?
Oh, they will.
Okay.
Pull up the chat. They're going to be holding your head with that hat on.
It's not me without the
hat. Hey, man, but they're going to hold your head. You dress for it today.
Sure.
And no, people, for those who ain't acting a fool, welcome to Chatter Tat Tat. Good to have y'all here today. Good to see you. And before we get into the show, y'all saw that we have plenty of people taking up this couch right here, right now, over here. And we also got some people up in the chat calling me all kind of racial epithets and everything. But we're going to remain positive. In fact, you know what? I hope that y'all can join us here on the show today. I have promised to open this studio to everyone at all times in all kind of ways. And let's start out with the easiest way, Martin. The way that people can do it without getting up off your ass at all you have to do is pull out a keyboard for me and type in kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Not like to be a part of the church today, as I've been asking you in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, put it in, bam! We up in your home, bring you the spirit, the only pastors in the world that do them house calls, Martin. On the Twitter at @kcoolman. Hey, on that Instagrams. Martin has a big bowl of that in his hat right now. Oh, at Instagram. Wait, that double toast fan page. I'm happy today, man. I'm just messing with you, sir. I'm happy. Also on the Facebooks, type in double toasted. If you would like some private prayer time with me, type in corey.coleman.5. But you know, as I said, I'm a fake minister. If y'all really want some of that real spirit up in you, call this man over here.
Get your private prayer time here. Instagram and Twitter, Martin_nofro. But look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Or do yourself a favor and bring some of that flesh and blood up here. Get corrupted in person live at the world famous Double Toasted Studios. If you're going to be visiting Austin, you're going to be moving to Austin, or I don't know, you already live here and tell nobody. That's a sneaky thing to do. Let us know. Come see a show. @kcoolmans@gmail.com. You know what to do. Hit an email. Give me some details. I email you back with some details. We're going to coordinate with each other. And that way, oh, shit, Martin. That way, I can accommodate you.
Oh, you missed it.
Don't worry about it, Martin.
You
don't
missed it.
About, nah, don't worry about it. Okay, you know what? Fine. Fuck it. I'll do it again. Yeah. See what you made me do?
I didn't make you do nothing.
Martin, you want me to do it again?
Do it again.
That way, Martin, as you see, I can accommodate you. Here, man, why you make me do this shit? You know, if we had torn up some shit in here, it'd be your fault.
Sure.
He's like, I don't pay for
it. You blame everybody else on staff. Might as well be my turn.
Oh, hell yeah, you do. But how you doing, sir?
Doing good.
Man, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday.
Oh, no. Get into it. Does this involve a cat? Because I'll go to the bathroom.
No, Martin. No, it does not. In fact, what's wrong? What's the deal with you? As I said the other day, for a cat daddy, you should hate cats, man. I don't understand what's going on with you. Last week, I told him about my cat. Which is real cool, by the way. I'll talk about my cat that I found and rescued, and he like, you should let that motherfucker die.
It's too many stray cats. Anybody will tell you that.
Martin, I asked, so if you found this cat in the middle of the street, like, if y'all missed it last week, go check it out. I was a hero. I found a cat in the middle of the street, stopped all kind of traffic. And the cool thing about it was people stopped behind me. They wouldn't even move. They wanted to see the dramatic rescue that was going on. And see, and I asked Martin, I said, it was
several cars behind you ran into somebody else. And that's a whole insurance thing they got to deal with because you stopped for that cat.
But a life was saved.
Not really.
You know, what's a little insurance of car damage for an innocent life? You see how he is? I saved this cat in the middle of the road. Cat's about this small. And Martin, like, you should have ran that motherfucker over.
That's not what I said.
You hinted at it, though. And when you did that, you almost ruined the wedding almost for my bride, man. You scared Ms. Mitchell. Like, I don't like the way he talks. Is that really Martin, or is he just acting? I'm like, nah, babe, that's him. He hates animals.
Don't hate animals. Don't have an affinity for cats. Or more especially people who tell stories about cats.
And the thing is, she even said, I don't know if I need him at our wedding. He frightens me. I said, baby, it's okay. I'm sure he just playing. Meanwhile, I know you hate fucking cats.
As long as you don't bring that cat to the wedding, we cool.
Well, she's going to dress it up and actually bring it.
You know what? That would make me feel sorry for the cat. And I have no truck with it at that point.
I don't believe you, sir. I think you would have stopped. I think you would have picked that cat up just like I would have.
I was a hero once. I was at the car wash, and there was this little kitten. And it was really sick, like coughing. And one eye was bigger than the others, and it was pus coming out.
I don't want to hear this shit, because I know where this is going. And I picked up a rock, and I crushed it.
No, I thought that would be the most humane thing to do. I thought, man, if I just ran over this cat right now, I would put it out of its misery, because otherwise it's going to be on the street, and it's just going to live a miserable life until it dies. But I couldn't bring myself to run over it. So I just went ahead and drove home. So I was a hero, too.
You are a cold motherfucking man.
Well, seriously, what was I supposed to do at that point?
You know, Martin, here's the thing, man. I don't know if you plan or not. I don't know if this is...
No, I'm serious.
I don't know if you... This whole hatred, but I was considering. I was like, shit, maybe I don't want that motherfucker to win it either. You know, I ain't never felt that way about you, man. But that was the one time I was like, I don't know about this dude. I ain't never seen that side of him.
You know what? The one time... Well, I just want to say the one time we got into a beef on this show was you wanted to tell a story about your cat.
You know why? Because first of all, it wasn't even live, and the story wasn't even long. It was something of interest to me. And Martin just did the rudest fucking thing, and he would be mad at me if I did this to him.
You do it to me all the time. I'll be talking about things that are relevant to what we're talking about.
I have never treated you like this.
The only
this,
time
sir.
I do is when you go off on a tangent about your cat. I'm like, that has nothing to do with what
I have never treated you
for.
With this kind of disrespect.
Every other week.
I simply said, man,
if you take that out, then yes, never.
I simply said, maybe. But if you mean bringing up a story about my cat, I simply said, man, something crazy happened to my cat. And Martin, like, I'm sorry. I really don't want to fucking hear this. And I was like, holy shit. It was one of those things that catches you off guard so bad that I was like, I got shocked like a white elementary school teacher. I was like, I beg your pardon. I take umbrage at what you just said to me. You don't worry about it, man. You still at the wedding.
Okay.
I'll talk that out of it. I told that's not really you.
I don't want to hurt a cat.
No, you don't, but you hurt my girl. But I talked out of it. But
I'm sorry, man. I did not mean to upset you.
But here's the deal, man. I didn't know that this was a thing that went on with weddings. We've been doing taste testings. And, you know, you do that for...
That's one of the best parts.
Yeah, it is. No, it really is. Except we don't call them back because they try to get your ass into, like... Because you have, for your dinner, you got to go and you have to select the people who are going to cater your wedding party. And they nowadays they try to sell you on it by putting up a big spread and having you come out there and try the food. And they try to impress you, and they try to guilt you too into it. I don't know if these people did you like that, but they were like, and we don't mind doing this for you because we really want to impress you, because if you don't choose us, then we've done all this for nothing.
Oh, I know. I never got told that.
No, we got told that straight up, man. I felt guilty about it. Me, it was just like, fuck them. You know, I don't care. But they do it with...
Because she's all about numbers.
Oh, she don't give a fuck, man. I told you, man.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Man, we went... I said I wasn't going to do it in the air, but we were on Craigslist. We were going to buy a bed, a $300 bed. $300.
for the mattress and the board.
You gonna tell that story?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell it, man. I should say, bud.
You can stop now.
Nah, it's too late, man.
Okay,
oh,
right.
Shit, I'm
all
slipping,
right.
Man. I can't stop. Catch me, Mark.
I tried, man.
Man, we went to this guy's house. I get that she wants to get a deal, but she likes to bargain like she's back, like Martin said, at the bazaar.
Yeah.
Like we in Aladdin doing some shit trying to get a carpet or something. We went over to the dude's house to get a carpet. I mean, to get a bed.
Had to go through the Cave of Wonders.
Where's the genie? He's not. You said there was a genie in this. No, I just said it was a lamp. What are you talking about? No. We went on to this dude's house off of Craigslist, and he was selling it for $300. She already talked the dude down from like $350
yeah.
plus delivery. And when we went in there,
plus delivery too.
We went in there, and she saw it, and the guy even said, "Look, it's a $300 bed. I'm just trying to get rid of it, but I can't just give it away and deliver it too." He's like, "There's scratches on it. It's an old mattress," and she's like, "I don't know. I didn't see the scratches in the picture." He's like, "It's a picture. I didn't go up there with like NCIS, fucking telescope or some shit. That's why I brought you over here so you can see this." That's why I want you to inspect this. And then she walked in and said, "Well, how old is this mattress?" And he's like, "The mattress is like about 5 years old or so. You don't have to keep it, And she's like, and she even told him, she's like, "Yeah, when we take this home, you need to bring this down to $200 because we don't want this mattress." And he's like, "But you're going to take the mattress?" "Yes, we're taking the mattress, but we're going to throw it away after one night because we had somebody sleeping there." And he's like, "I don't know if you're going to throw this away." And she's like, and that's where she got, "You take $200 now or we walk out." And he's like, "Walk the fuck out. I don't care." He's like, "Babe, this is Craigslist. This is not we're not selling a used car here." And she's like, "And when we leave, you're going to regret it because you're going to throw this away. Nobody wants your bed." And I was like, "Baby,
like he's under like, okay, let me go talk to my manager and see what he says."
Yeah. Had to pull her back. He looked at me, "Man, get your fucking check, man." I said, "It's a bag." She got to the point, she's like, "You take the $200. He's like, "You in my fucking house right now. I ain't taking shit." And I took her outside and I said, "What is wrong with you?" "This is what he does. He brings us over here. He wastes our time. He makes us look at this like we're here, so we have to buy it." And I was like, "We don't have to buy shit." I was like, what is going on with you? I almost had to shake her out of that shit.
Oh, shit, you got the Wesley Snipes voice?
"What's wrong with you, girl? Bitch, you hit your fucking mind." I had to go and tell the dude. I'm like, I'm kind of like, "Hey, man, I'm so sorry. We had this exchange. Like, the fuck is wrong with this chick?"
Get your girl, bro.
Yeah, get your girl, man. But, I didn't mean to go on that side note right there.
Hey, you say he called her sweetheart?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where he looked at me and called a sweetheart like, "Ooh, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm in trouble."
Oh. Man, I told you not to tell this story.
I ain't. Answer. I'm not.
Don't answer.
You're alive.
I'm not answering.
Yeah, give her 2 hours to cool off.
I'm not answering this shit.
She's going to see you don't answer. You're screaming live.
I can't get no reception in here. She ain't gonna get, all right, shit, fuck it. Uh-oh. "Hey, baby, how you doing?" Oh, shit. Here we go.
Did she just call back?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. "Hey, baby, what's going on?"
What happened?
That is not me hanging up. I don't know what's going on.
Oh
shit.
Yeah, you want to keep checking the door.
Well, Martin, you might not have to worry about that wedding. Hey.
Hey, that bed stuff didn't happen that way.
Oh, you know what? It's fair. Tell your side. I'm sorry. Because maybe I was overreacting.
The guy put very specific photos on Craigslist, making it look good, and he never said anything that it has scratches or the mattress was that old or anything like that. And he was, like, trying to sell it like it's new and good and stuff. And we spent our time to go there, and then it turned out shit, and he's just trying to fool us. And that was what I was mad about.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, now I understand.
After a week, I told you this several times.
No, you know what? I get it. I'm just glad you're laughing. I thought y'all was going to answer for you, motherfucker!
Just keep doing it. Like, you make me look weird, but you don't tell me the other side of the story.
Well, there's the other side of the story right there. We, you know, Ms. Miz, she saw the scratches. I didn't. And I apologize.
Because
was wrong.
We accept everything. Whenever we go, he's like, oh, it's nice. It's cool. Yeah, I'll take it. It's like, no, we're not taking it. It's shitty. It's not nice.
You know, the other thing, here's the thing, baby. The other part of the story that I didn't tell him that I was about to get to was that you were right, though, and that I am a little too forgiving. I'm a little too eager, and that when it was all said and done, you stopped me from wasting my money on a bed that was not worth it. And I was gonna get to that part before you called.
Really?
Yeah. You know. Because you didn't give me time. That's why. But I was just going to tell everybody how my wonderful fiance has saved me money over so many things, because I jump to conclusions when buying things, but she's behind me making sure that I make a good purchase.
See, you're soft, but she knows how to
Whenever
argue
we
in
go
your
places,
favor.
Like, we're tasting and stuff. Corey doesn't even look at it. He's just like, yeah, it's cool. It's nice. Yeah. He's like, no, it's not nice.
You know what, baby? You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I just pray that people out there can also get a good woman who can help them through life like I have right now. You know, shut the fuck up. No, baby.
You know, doing it right.
No, you know, I. And another thing, you know, I think we work really good as a team in telling stories, because these things are so balanced. Yeah.
Corey wants to be the good cop, so I have to be the bad cop, you know, all situations.
Yeah, so I see you watching the show today.
Oh, well. There goes 15% of our content.
Yeah. No, baby, I'm so grateful for you, and thank you. Thank you. You know, I'd be broke in buying shitty beds without you. I appreciate that.
Okay, all right.
Hey, but can I ask you something?
Yes.
Do I have to go on Craigslist and look for another bed tonight? can I sleep in our bed?
I'll find one, and you'll just go with me and take it. That's all you'll do.
Okay, you're right, baby. You're right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
I love you. Bye. Now, see, I did this whole thing right here to teach y'all about how to have healthy relationships. You see, sometimes you have to put your pride aside and just work with your partner to make sure that things are fair and balanced. Fair and balanced relationships. That's what makes a relationship.
Much like Fox News.
Yeah, much like Fox News.
Fair and balanced.
Which is full of shit at the end of the day. With the Fox News of relationships. I hope y'all learned a valuable lesson today.
Don't talk shit on a live broadcast.
Mar tried to stop. Mar said, stop. Brother, I've been here. Stop. But though. But y'all understand where I'm coming from, Lori. They're like, man, you talk about a sausage party. At least we got our sausage. Young motherfucker was a cut-off package and sent away a long time ago.
I'm sure she's keeping it safe somewhere.
Yeah. She opens us up for just emergencies. Y'all gonna be there one day. Shut the fuck up. Y'all gonna be where I am one day. Just you wait.
Man, with Felix right there, I'm like, I have Drax on my shoulder.
I know. And he's the last one that should be laughing. He can't even catch a woman. I mean, wait, without putting him in the basement or some shit.
But rope, duct tape?
Yeah, rope, duct tape. Yeah.
It's called play.
You will never have this feeling, man. Yeah, shit. Shut the fuck up.
No, he's got kids.
What's that?
He's got kids. He's done it at least once.
I'm divorced.
He said he's divorced. I'm not trying to get there before I start, man.
had a divorce before the wedding.
Because that's about where I'm getting ready to go. Oh, but speaking about coming to Austin and hanging out and joining us here, we have Martin. It's approaching now. We are actually 2 months officially away. Today.
Ouch.
What's today?
It is the 4th.
The 4th. We're exactly 2 months away from August 4th, which is going to be the Double Toasted 3rd Anniversary Weekend Party. And that is going to be 72 hours of fun for you folks. I remember years ago, it started out just a couple of
hours. One night.
Man. Just a couple of hours.
Yeah.
A couple of hours, and I think we charge people about, what, $15 for that?
No, it was nothing.
Oh, what? Shh, don't tell people that shit. I mean, that shit was free. Yeah, man, we would charge people $20 just that those 2 hours. But now we're giving away a full 72 hours for $25, baby. And what do you get for that? I told you, you get a whole weekend of fun. You get the meet and greets, the parties, the games, the lunches, the brunches, and much, much more.
All that week, shit.
All that good shits and much, much more. You never know what's going to happen at these things. And as I said, $25. Go to Party DT right now. And when you get there, you will be taken to the Eventbrite page with all the information on there and more. And look for more information to come. And while I'm talking about that, I might have to put this up at the end of the show. I'll have to see. Let me see if I can find it. But as we've done with all of our parties, this is tradition now. We have contest. We have the poster contest and the short film contest. And Sammy put up. What's that? Oh, you did? Let me see here. There we go. The contest rules. Sammy has been nice enough to pull up the rules for what these are going to be. I would go over them with you, but they're right here. They're on our page, actually. So if you go to our page and look them up, you will see all the rules that we have for the short film contest and for the poster contest. The most basic of those rules being that we just require you to put two or more people from the crew into the poster or your short film, and we will judge those accordingly. Like I said, we had a lot of good prizes to give away last year, and we would like to do that again. So
Tribe Comics, sponsor.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, right,
he got Tribe Comics already.
You can always depend on those guys.
Yeah, you can. So Tribe Comics is giving some stuff for us to give to you, and there'll be a lot more coming through. So please, please, please stick around, find out more, and most importantly, join us here on that weekend. We'd love to see you. Love to see you. Now, let's see what we got going on here. Getting to the show so we don't have to keep y'all waiting too much, because we got a lot to do today, including the weekend box office. Speaking of which.
Oh, we do that today?
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, somebody didn't do their homework today. Oh, Martin, well, this should be good. Just take a guess.
All right.
It's been a long time since we just had you play the game just by guessing. And let me see here. Now, a lot of people, I just got a message from somebody right here. They just on Facebook just said, man, I loved your Wonder Woman review. And congratulations to the girl herself, man. $100 million weekend came through.
I was not surprised.
The saying is for the DC universe is, you know, somebody, you want something done right, get a woman to do it.
Pretty much.
You goddamn man out the way.
Yeah, because all the male superheroes been tripping over their dicks this whole time.
The whole time. Yeah, sitting up there crying and shit.
I want to fight you. I want to fight you too. Why? It don't matter.
Yeah. I'm hating you. I hate you too. Sitting up there crying.
He said you talked about my mama.
Yeah. Who would have thought the biggest bitch would have been Superman? Not one.
Right.
You know, y'all are hard to please, because we were very, 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 very complimentary on your girl.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary, sir. She's a very good secretary.
It is our sacred duty to defend the world, and it's what I'm going to do.
Fuck you.
Oh, Martin. I remember sitting up here in my review and I said, you know something, I got chills. I got tingles watching this. But the role of someone who is going to take on the title of a critic is to criticize. I mean, if you find something to criticize in the film.
Sure.
And that is what we did. We talked about some things that we didn't think was perfect about the movie. I get that. You know, I didn't mean anything against her. I just said, hey, you know something? It's far from a perfect film, at least for me.
And people, I ain't never seen people lose their shit over a positive review. You can't please people, man. I thought it might be fun today to just go in and look at some of the comments that we got from people who are out there on the YouTubes. Because I thought that maybe it's just me. Because I thought, I said, you know what? This is going to be the one to show everybody that we don't hate DC.
Especially Gertz.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gertz made the mistake of, well, I wanted to hate this movie. I was like, shit, you just doomed it right now. So why'd you say that? But I thought, you know what? No hard feelings, because believe it or not, I understand where you're coming from. We'll talk about that in a little while. But I just thought it might be fun just to see some of these comments that people put up. And let me go ahead and start with this one right here.
Hey, I gave it a full price. I ain't scared.
You did in the thing. Like I said, man, you were guilty by association.
Damn.
Nobody even heard that full price.
For real?
I don't even think they heard our matinees. We gave it, all of us gave it a very enthusiastic matinee, and Martin gave it a full price. And let me go ahead and bring up this this first one right here that we got. And I pull up about 12 comments, 10 or 12. Let me see right here. So this one. First of all, people were talking about, man, y'all don't do nothing but sit up there and tell jokes. You know, y'all ain't no critics.
We can't win.
There's a whole string of comments right here from people. I'm no DC fan, but man, you guys have been assholes over movies recently. Not just this. They went on a whole string. Finally, someone said it. They are being assholes. During most of the reviews, I used to listen to them, but can't anymore because all they want to do is just crack jokes. Now, I'm not trying to be an asshole here myself, but I'm just going to point out something to y'all. And let me see if I can find it right here, because there's one comment that was made. Actually, let me go over to our website, the good old doubletoasted.com. And let me point out a little something to you right here. And let me put up YouTube. And let me pull up the Double Toasted channel on there. And I just want y'all to notice something here up in the corner, if it pops up. Now, Martin, I know a lot of people don't pay attention to detail on these things. But
sure.
But
it's like people who reads the warnings whenever they're about to download some software.
Exactly.
You just go, I agree. Let's get this over with.
Exactly. When you're signing your first child away to Apple, you're not reading that whole thing, contract you sign online. You just press the button. I want to hear music. I want to watch a movie. And if you go to doubletoasted.com, to our YouTube page, right up there in the corner, I don't expect everybody to see this, but in our description, the first word that you see is humorous. Humorous discussions on movies, pop culture, and strange happenings around the world.
Oh, I thought that was a typo.
No, Martin, maybe I need to put it in more bold type. Maybe we should be just called humorous, doubletoasted.com. I don't know. But I can let some people slide who are not familiar with us.
Sure.
Because some of y'all, you ain't from around here, boy. I get it. But for those who are talking about, man, I remember y'all on Spill and y'all ain't shit now. All y'all do is crack jokes. I don't understand how you can say that when we started out. You think we silly now? Y'all must have forgotten. We started out as cartoons and I talked to a robot.
Damn, cool. Help me understand.
The more I talk about this, well, I can't take it.
Oh, no. My God, Cord. Calm down.
Yeah, real serious shit. Talk to a cartoon robot and did silly cartoon shit. But, you know, no, man. All y'all want to do is crack jokes. I don't know the fuck y'all been for the last years, man. I'm not sitting up here trying to.
Plus, how many critics do serious reviews? That they can go see?
That's the thing. You can still find serious reviews out there, but that's kind of our trademark right now. That, you know, we do the humor to separate ourselves from things out there. You know, I understand that some people want to hear a serious critique. Just don't come to us. You know? I mean, not that we can't do serious criticism. If you want a serious critique, it's out there. And there are plenty of journalistic motherfuckers for you to go to as far as doing serious criticism. That's another thing. We'll get to it. Got another one right here. Now, here's the deal. If y'all really want to get somebody, be like my man, the Quantum Samurai right here. Fuck every one of you. Y'all are stuck on a doscastic, hypercritical bubble. See, if you want to get me, throw words at me. I can't. I had to put work into this comment, right? I had to look that up.
I got to say, I've never seen that word before.
Doxactic?
Yeah.
I thought that was Yeah, Doc's. I thought that was a DC villain. I looked it up. Now, here's to, you went out of your way to just say criticism in a fancy way, because that's what it is. Mm. It's just, in fact, if you look in the dictionary, it says doxastic, just a fancy way to say critic or criticism.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. But
Ernest Hemingway would have punched you in the face for that.
But you know what? He got me. Because I was mad. I was like, I'm going to get this motherfucker. As soon as I
call me a
shit means.
Your mama's doxastic.
Yeah. I was like, I took time. I was like, I'm going to get this motherfucker right here. Just let me find out what this shit means first. It took me 10 minutes to get back in here. You know, if you want to get me, throw words at me. This is a fun one right here. This is the one. Now we get into the, y'all ain't no real critics. Y'all a bunch of phonies, bunch of amateurs. W. Murr, Double Toasted is the shit stain on YouTube. Why can't we get professional critics like Ebert? Because Ebert's dead for one thing.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, if you want Roger Ebert, dig him up.
But the other thing is, I kind of took that as a compliment. Like, we are not a shit stain. We are the shit stain.
I take pride in that.
Yeah. We beat the racists, the homophobes, the crazy people. You know, that one, as long as you make me, like, the main thing of something.
Sure.
I'm not an look, anybody can be an asshole, but when people say,
wait,
Corey,
you are the asshole. You're like, well, all right then.
Yeah, it means I'm good at something.
The best.
Here's the thing with this whole criticizing us for being critics right here. Here's another one. J.C. Garcia. He says, these guys aren't real critics. They are childish and unfair.
Unfair to what?
Well, you got the childish part down. You know,
I'm not arguing that part.
Yeah, I'll cop to that. But here's the thing about y'all criticizing us on being film critics. This might even be another one right here. Let me see right here. Oh, yeah. This is the last one on the criticism of being film critics. This is a long one right here. Yeah. And this one is going to lead into something that we're going to talk about. They love the problems with Guardians of the Galaxy and seem too afraid to criticize the major flaws, but they watch Wonder Woman and base their ratings recommendation to see it on trivial things such as the theme song, child actors' performance, and good villains. You mean everything that made the fucking movie? And then they go on to say, these guys should just stick to comedy because they are jokes and so are their fanboys. Damn, we just told not to crack jokes. Now somebody says, just do nothing but crack jokes.
Plus, I'm pretty sure me and Goodwin were not big fans of the second Guardians of the Galaxy.
And yeah, you know, and I'm going to set them straight on that a little bit. Now, here's the thing about, and Martin, I don't know if you agree with me on this, but I want to tell y'all something about this, about being critics and critiquing. As far as being a critic, I have never really taken that title that seriously, to be honest with you. So you ain't hurting my feelings. You know, the thing is that anybody can be a critic. You know, I look at that title critic like getting a degree online. Anybody can do it. You know, it's you. I'm not insulting anybody, but everybody can get online. And some people who just decided to talk about movies one day are making more money than some of the people that actually work at respected publications.
Yeah.
So I never taken that seriously. I saw myself more as an entertainer, comedian, whatever you want to call it. You know, so yeah, you got me on that on far as telling jokes. But as far as, now, as far as being a professional, we got your ass on that. You cannot say anything about us being professional critics because Martin and I have been in the game for 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that they would never make me do this because, you know, I don't like to brag about shit. But as far as being professional about what we do, I prep all day taking down points and writing down discussions and possible debates that I will have on the stuff that we want to talk about. We use visual cues for
sure.
It. We back up everything that we say. And if you just want to say, well, that's just a matter of opinion, so fuck it, you still ain't professional. Well, we part of the Critics Association. We have a successful business. I make my livelihood with this. Some shit you just can't argue with.
Well, also professional, the definition of professional is someone who's paid to do something. Which we are.
Which we are.
And that's kind of the end of the argument at that point.
I mean, shit, anybody can do it. If you get $10 to be a critic, you're getting paid. Mm-hmm. Technically, you're professional.
Professional, yeah.
Yeah, so that cannot be argued. You can say something about our criticism, but you can't argue about us being professional. And like I said, we got a long time in the middle of this fucking game right here. So I dare to argue that we know what we're doing. Just yeah, a little
and
bit.
A lot of these people who are writing these things probably weren't even born then, or they were toddlers at the time.
Oh, but Martin, you know what? You know why we feel this way? Because we're getting them Marvel checks. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all need to thank Marvel. Because Marvel's check didn't come in last month, and we're giving this shit some bullshit. So, first of the month, we didn't get that shit. We'll see. So, hey, I think we're getting back on track. So, Justice League going to get some bullshit. But until then, we were kind of Wonder Woman. But no, nah, man, we getting those Marvel checks. And here's the first one right here. Marvel bitch-ass Corey, if this was Thor, you'd be foaming at the mouth, son. And somebody said, yeah. That's true. Well,
yes! We know each other. He's a friend from work.
I would, because this looks badass. I don't want to tell you. Like, yeah, I'm already foaming at the mouth for this shit. So, hey, you know what? and hey, all you DC people, like, tell me y'all don't look at that. Like, yeah, that's bad as fuck right there. Fuck y'all, man. Y'all know. So, yeah, you got me on that one. But as far as all this other Marvel shit, hey, look, man, a lot of people coming in, and I can't believe the people are saying that we are bought. Paid and bought. Y'all still believe? Do you still think that Marvel be wasting their money on two crusty-ass Negroes like us?
Yeah, we only get, money from people like Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
And Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, from
Dylan
back in
Dog.
The, yeah. Yeah.
They're the ones who come to us.
From back in the day, yeah. If you got some D-list superheroes, we might get a check. And by the way, our last big check came from D.C.
Yeah, it's true.
For some shit that they were just trying to pass off. Yeah, you motherfuckers talk about him. We can't do nothing with him. Yeah, we got paid for like Jonah Hex back in the day. That's how Marvel bought that. They never sent us a check. DC gave us some money. So, you know, hey, when we talking shit about them, we must really mean it because we got paid by them at one time. Stefan Ola says, double toast to the fucking haters. The most pretentious dudes ever. Most Marvel have shitty villain movies. I mean, have shitty villains, but they still get great reviews. Their opinion is invalid because they're Marvel. Bought. Boy, y'all.
I wish, man.
I really do.
I'd like if they just even gave me free DVDs of the movies.
And let me tell you something. Y'all talk about I'm a Marvel bitch. I've been trying to suck a Marvel dick for some money. I have. I would put that right in my mouth and it would come out my ears if I could, man. But Marvel ain't giving me no money.
Because they don't have to.
Because they don't have to. And because Marvel ain't. Look, and I'm the biggest whore out there. Marvel or DC can give me money. I'm, you know. I'm going to do whatever who pays me first wants me to do. Flip me over and call me Nancy. I don't give a fuck. But they
why Nancy?
Oh, it sounds like a nice, sexy, innocent name.
I always think Sabrina is a sexy name.
Oh, that's slutty. But the thing, Nancy's wholesome. I don't feel like they're getting the money's worth, man. But here's the thing. Y'all don't know what you're talking about because you don't listen. And I get that. Y'all are looking forward to a movie that you so much that you want nice things to be said about it, even if at the end it's still getting a good review. But if y'all look back, and let's be fair, we have given some mediocre or below par ratings to Marvel movies.
Sure. It's happened.
I mean, I don't know how many, but I can count a few right now. Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Thor, I think I even gave a matinee to, both Guardians of the Galaxy. I gave a matinee to Ant-Man, gave a matinee to, and the Avengers 2, which y'all know I love Avengers. Martin gave that a full price, but I said
I think I gave all those, well, all but two of those full prices.
Yeah, and I remember you gave Avengers 2 a full price, and I understood why. But even I said, you know what? It has the problems that a lot of superhero movies have, and I did the same thing for Wonder Woman when I talked about that. And you know, but if you really want to get down to it, like. When it comes to Marvel's properties, those, like we said, okay, they're decent or they're okay. But even like on Netflix, I wasn't crazy about Luke Cage the second half. I loved the first half. Wasn't crazy about the second half. And I ain't even bothered to watch you Danny Boy right there, Iron Fist, because y'all told me it was so shitty. And granted, by the first episode that I saw, it was not a very good show. So we don't love everything that is Marvel. Y'all just see this through a filter because you want us to just praise something with just pure love. You know, you want us to say nothing but nice things about it.
Well, yeah, everybody wants that confirmation that the thing they love is good from everyone. And it's an unrealistic desire.
Yeah. I do it, too. There's a lot of things I want people to like. And sometimes I see a review and I get crazy with it. I've even written a critic back a long time ago and felt bad about it.
Oh, who'd you write to?
Man, I can't even say.
Armand White?
Huh? No, he deserves it. But no, it was a long time ago. There was a critic on a certain website, uh-huh. and I said, I hope he never really discovers that email again. I hope he knows doesn't know my name. I lost my shit one day, and I did the same thing y'all are doing. So I'm not saying that y'all are wrong. I get
you're
it.
Wrong.
You're wrong, but you were a shitty person like I was at one time. I wrote this dude, and I was just kind of like, kind of fucking critic are you? Y'all know critic. You don't know what you're talking about. How did you get this job? You know, it was some stupid ass movie. Yeah, it was something. Yeah. What?
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah, it's a classic, man. Nobody understood that elephant like I did, man. How dare you drop on Dumbo like this? Our first review on
I know.
On real deal. Nah, man, you know, it's I get it. All these accusations of kickbacks and whatnot, that's wish. Y'all know, y'all ain't stupid. Y'all know good and goddamn well ain't no Marvel. Ain't nobody at Marvel sending fucking double toasted checks.
That's us.
Yeah. You know, believe me, there are a lot of people ahead of us in line.
Yeah.
To get that money besides us. And one of the other things that people were complaining about here is the things that we criticize. As I said, man, we criticize everything with a backup point. And this is not all of us. This person says, really, that's your criteria for judging movies? You don't like cello? Y'all some weird bitches. Well, you a weird non-listening motherfucker yourself, man, because you don't hear what we're talking about. This dude right here who said that, it's talking about what Gert said in his review, where he said, I don't like cello. And he gave, and the thing is, I didn't agree with that because I didn't have a problem with the music in the movie. You know,
no, I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah. Y'all know what we're talking about. We're talking about that part in the movie. And to be honest with you, yeah, we've been complaining about it the whole time. You know, y'all.
Up until the actual movie played.
Up until the actual movie. Yeah, we've been complaining about this cello the whole time. And when I saw the movie, I said, you know something? It's not that bad. It actually fits. Now, Gertz, he didn't like it even when he saw the movie, but he backed up his reasons for it.
It's a period piece, and you've got something in there that sounds like an electric guitar, and it feels really out of place. Not in a good way to me.
I've hated the sound of that thing every time up until where it was used in the movie. Mm-hmm. In as much as they use it in the movie during the battle scenes. Mm-hmm. And there I was like, all right, this actually fits right here. And they were good about not using it other times. I realized it was just context that was making me hate it the most.
They don't play it that much in the movie.
They don't. I think it's twice.
Yeah. I mean, we gave fair reasons all around. Not all of us hated it.
I got to say, Gertz had good reasoning. I mean, I still like the song where it plays in the movie, but the way he backed up his point, I was like, okay, I can't argue with that.
Gertz can come in and just say, I hate that fucking song.
Right.
Why? Because it's stupid. You know, he didn't do that. He gave an actual valid point mm-hmm. for why he didn't like it. And this is the last thing. I'll pull up this comment right here, which I will give you credit for halfway. This is from Catherine Pride. Double toasted. Zack Snyder had very little input into Wonder Woman. He was mainly credited for plot synopsis. The reason there was campiness in the movie is because it nods to the original Christopher Reeve's Superman and Indiana Jones. What you are doing is spreading misinformation.
No.
Okay, first of all, you got it wrong. We were criticizing with Zack Snyder. We never said that the campiness was bad.
No. It's just that overblown ending.
And even then, she's saying that Zack Snyder probably had nothing to do with that. That they were probably just, he came in just giving the plot to the story. And the other two writers filled in everything else. I don't have no proof of what he did on it. So if you want to say I misspoke on that, fine. Even though in the review I did say I'm not sure. I don't know for certain. But I'll give you that. However, being that his name was brought up in the movie and he has
in the credits.
It's in the credits. And what one thing that we both stand on is that he still I think we said this in the review, but it might have been cut out on YouTube, is that he has been given too much influence over
sure
over what DC has done. They've allowed him to like be the one that kind of controls things. Now that's cool, you know, if they saw that in him. But I think it's fair to say that they haven't seen Wonder Woman. Maybe, just maybe, they need to like not give him so much control that he had before, and have somebody else overseeing this and giving all these different movies to different people. Mm-hmm. As and that was all we were saying. We were not trying to come in and criticize this man while he was down. We were not trying to misspeak about him, but our main opinions hold true about him. And I think given the success of what we've seen, both financially and now critically, you can see that the pattern has been broken once he stepped out. I don't think it's coincidence, man. I'm trying to be nice about the shit. You know, I'm just saying it, you know, it's funny how that happened. The last thing that I will also address here that a lot of people have been asking me, and there was a comment here. I don't know if I have it up here or not, but somebody did say, I wonder why, or I was hoping that Corey would dress up as Wonder Woman for. I thought about it and I said, there's no fucking way I can sit up here, dress like Wonder Woman, and be serious with a review.
Yeah, our audience don't want to see that.
No, believe me, you don't want to see it.
Not everybody has a strong gag reflex.
But and Martin was taking me home that night. but you know, I did say this. Somebody said maybe for Justice League. I will do this for Justice League if it happens.
We all dress as characters, or rather, me and you, because the other two won't do it.
If people will pay for
wait,
us to
is
do
there
it.
A DC hero who wears a baseball cap?
Yeah, high man. No, you know what? I will static shot. I will do this. I will pay. I will have it. I will not pay for it myself. But if you really want us to do it right, if people actually pay for us for the costume, I can't speak for everybody else, but I will go and do a professional makeover and actually dress up like Wonder Woman after that. I will go to somebody who does a professional makeup job. Something I would find a way to get some.
Dude, you already have a long hair wig. Just buy one of those slutty Wonder Woman costumes from the grocery store.
Nah,
it'll be fine.
I want to be pretty.
So, that's not happening.
Yeah, I think it can happen, man. These people can make wonders. You know. Mm. Nah, you know. That's
only happening if you go to Thailand.
Nah, well, hey, if they pay for it. And y'all have to pay for the reversal, too. Pay for Corey to get his dick back.
Oh, we're out of money. Sorry.
but you know what? Y'all cool out, man. What y'all wanted was, you know, I enjoyed looking at the comments. What y'all wanted was a glowing review with hardly any criticism at all. It's not the fact that we criticized it bad. We criticized it. And just so y'all know, the criticisms that we made are not out of the ordinary. If you just go to Rotten Tomatoes, you will see all of the, just in the blurbs, all the people talking about how, yeah, the climax wasn't perfect. Yeah, the villains are not that good. And like I said, I can't argue on your opinion on that, but we did give very specific reasons why we didn't like those elements. So, you know, come on, man.
I agree with just about everything you guys said. I mean, even though I didn't feel it to that degree, the only thing I disagreed with was Goodwin saying he thought Gal Gadot wasn't good in it, because I thought she was great.
Yeah, that's it. We got criticized for criticizing a little girl. Like, we just beat that little girl or something. How can you treat a child like this? It's a fucking review.
And yeah, that little girl was terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, if y'all treated real women like this, the world would be a much better place. You know, Wonder Woman ain't gonna fuck you, all right?
Well, it's easy to treat her nice because she's not real.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is not gonna fuck you. Y'all not gonna meet her. You know, I don't get what's going on with y'all. Just, you know, it was a good, positive review. It still would have been a positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, calm the fuck down. Hell, man, we took all these Marvel checks for this, Mark.
We have to give them back now.
It ain't worth it no more. Shit, give them back. Now, Martin, I'm curious about something here. We're going to get into some news for this week. And I've been wondering how you feel about this. Because you're very sensitive about the N-word. You know, Martin's that old school. I'm going to tell you, Martin's that old school black man, you know? You're like, you kids, y'all don't really know what that word means.
Hey, man, I didn't get fire hoses turned on.
Yeah, Martin. Yeah, Martin, when he was in the Civil Rights March, you know, he went through a lot for that word. Got ass whoopings for that word. And now kids putting the N-word up in the hippity-hop songs. Talking
like it ain't
about
nothing.
Talking about term of endearment and all that. Martin said, nigga, please. You know what it means. You know what it is. And what we're talking about, excuse us for using the word. You're going to hear it a lot during this segment, but we hope to prove a point with it. Because this weekend, Bill Maher, y'all know Bill Maher. Bill Maher, what show do you have now? I don't watch this show. Real Time. And Bill Maher is known for being an edgy comedian. Bill Maher is known for walking that edge and sometimes toppling over just a little bit every now and then. And they said, man, you know, skirted that line for so long, but this week he's done it. This is it. You know, when you, what he did was he used that N-word, and I'm going to point it out to you how he could have done this better, but also how y'all need to calm the fuck down.
No, adults dress up for Halloween. They don't do that in Nebraska?
It's frowned upon. Yeah, we don't do that quite as much, but.
Wow. I've got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house nigga. No, it's a joke.
Be like, fuck. He's like, as a white person, what do I do right now?
That smile is plastered on right
that's
there.
That smile. Do y'all know this guy? What's his? He's a politician that he was talking to.
Yeah, right.
From what's his name? What's that? From the oh yeah well yeah that's what he's kind of like that's
a congressman from
congressman
Nebraska.
And right now it's funny
I a close up so you can see the micro beads of sweat
boy it's funny when you throw that word up in front of a white person they get like a multiple choice in front of their face how do I react a do I just smile
okay,
b
I,
do
wait,
I
he just said it he's yeah. a white guy he, can I say it too no wait he's Jewish fuck I don't know what to do right now
yeah. B, do I tell him he's wrong and piss off the rest of the Republicans that actually like the joke that he just told? <You're not. laughs> Yeah, exactly. That's Republican senator. C, do I get up and run the fuck out? You know, he doesn't know what to do, and it's in a very uncomfortable situation, and that is just what happened, is that a lot of people, they don't know how to respond to this. Now, here's my first answer to this, is that really, if you don't know what you're doing, leave that nigga alone. That nigga get people in trouble all the time. If you ain't related to him, if he ain't vouching for you, leave that nigga alone. Let him sit down. Keep him quiet.
Pretend he's not there.
Because he's just waiting to trap your ass. And that was the problem with this, is that what he did here, It was compounded in so many different ways. First of all, he's a white guy that said it. He said it while there was a politician sitting there who didn't know what to do, who later came out and threw him under the bus and said, well, golly, I wish I had said something right then and there.
Oh, shut up. You know? like the guy who talked shit about Mel Gibson after the interview was over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what he meant by, do I have a dog in this fight? But yes, I do. And I should have said this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but you didn't. So
yeah,
shut
but
the
you
fuck
didn't.
Up.
Boy, I wish I had said something for my black brothers and sisters out there. That was, gee whiz, that was
who
wrong.
I've incarcerated for my drug offenses.
I feel my people's pain. But you didn't say anything, and I get it. It's an uncomfortable situation. You don't know what to do. But I'm going to play it for you again, and I'm going to tell you, this is where he fucked up.
Work in the field.
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house nigga. No, it's...
He dipped it into slavery. You know, a lot, that's where it gets kind of weird for everybody, because that's when everybody, black and white, start throwing in and saying, slavery was an institution of pain and death and misery for centuries, and how dare you make light of these years of oppression that people have found. I'm like, you know, shut the fuck up. You know, you know, because that really, look, and I have to walk the line carefully myself, because, and I'm glad I'm not alone here, because I thought Martin was going to kick my ass over that line too. I thought Martin wasn't going to be with me here.
No, all these things come up and I think about making a comment on Facebook or whatever, and I'm like, no, because I would never really get to explain myself. So I'm happy we have a forum like this.
Yes, I am. And y'all are going to be mad at me. I'm expecting, one guy told me, I would never forget that email or that comment. One day, Corey, it was a black dude who was mad at me because I defended Milo and his free speech. One day, Corey, you're going to get your nigger wake up call. Well,
wake up.
I might get a lot of them after this. I'll cut my ring on. But, you know, I get it why people are It's very sore to bring it up in context of slavery, because right now we're in the middle of people, politicians, trying to say about slavery, man. Come on, man. Why are you bringing up that old shit? And it's like, nah, man. That 400 years of ass whooping, it still stings a little bit. You know? I still see that rope hanging from that limb right there. You know, it is something that people are trying to, like, push aside. So I get why people are a little upset about it. I get it. But also, we're still trying to figure out how the word should be used and who owns it and who can say it.
Sure.
I understand. I understand that word, because I've always laughed at that word when it comes to white people. Because white people, no offense to you guys, please don't leave yet. Just hear me out. You know? anybody want a nigga pass right now?
You love handing those out. Sir.
You look like you want to say nigga, come on up. You sure? We're giving them out today. You don't want to be that?
He'll save it for when he's in traffic.
I don't know.
Or when LeBron misses a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. But he'll say it to himself. He even put the pillow up his mouth. Ooh, that. my white nigga over there. How you doing? But here's the deal. I love it because, and no offense to white people out there, I always have to say I have more white friends than I do black friends. Feel safer. No. But, you know,
shocking no one.
No one at all. But here's the deal with it. White people love to take the dancing. You love to take the rapping. You love to take the dressing. There are white people wearing do-rags out there now. You love to take the style. And on top of that, when you're done with it, just like with Miley Cyrus, done twerked her ass off for years, wore gold teeth, had black people giving her soul and ass cheeks all behind her. And then when she was done, when she's like, oh, this hip-hop is so sexist and horrible. You know, fuck you, bitch. You know, y'all love to take black culture. To take that black culture. And once you move up, Mark Wahlberg ran around with his ass hanging out, talking about good vibrations and shit. And now when you couldn't rap no more because people saw you for what it was, and then you didn't have no more use for black culture, he's like, I'm an actor. Hey, and he ain't even a wigger. He ain't like, yo, man, what's up? He's like, hey, bro. Yeah, fuck you, man. I mean, he's great. I love the guy, but fuck
you. Come on, you watch his show.
Oh, I know. I love Mark Wahlberg, but fuck you, man. Come on. But when it comes to that nigga, boy, no, that's all right. No, man, you want it all? Take it. No, you can have that. No, because they know that's the one thing they can't have. And that's why I've always said when black people use that word, a lot of older people, and I have no argument against it, they say it's an ugly word. It shouldn't be used. It shows the wretchedness that black people had to suffer through. But black people have taken it. They have managed to spin it around and to call it what you will. Term of endearment, a shockwave to awareness, poetry in certain ways. You know, they've learned to use it in certain ways to where now we own it. And the evil way that white people had used it before, y'all can't use it no more. And I also get why. Look, I'm not mad at Bill Maher. On my opinion on this, how do you feel? You think I'm out of line by saying this?
I don't know where you're going with it.
No, but what I'm saying right here with the whole thing about ownership of the word.
I suppose. Yeah, I'm with you so far.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, man, you know, it's a tricky thing when other people use it. It's a tricky thing when black people use it. I'm not even crazy about it when I hear rappers just using it over and over and over again.
Sure.
With no creativity in a song.
Yeah. I mean, you guys like to come in here and play, you know, it's like, hey, what do you think about this? And it's Kendrick Lamar or somebody. It's nigga, 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 this. I'm like, all right, I'm kind of done with this song.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And by the way, you know, another reason why they don't, the word is so well guarded and white people can't use it is because that's one of the biggest weapons against racism right now. We see it at this moment. White people, you losing their shit, calling black people all kind of niggas in the middle of the street because they feel they can. And it always shames them, always publicly shames them. But the deal with Bill Maher, I'm not saying Bill Maher shouldn't apologize. I'm not saying he shouldn't be held to task for it. I'm not mad at him. And I don't forget, I get the feeling that you're not either.
Not even a little bit.
And why is that?
Well, it's the context in which he used it. I can tell you that whatever outrage I might feel at Bill Maher for using the term house nigger is dwarfed by my outrage that there was such a thing as house niggers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the issue right there.
Yeah, he ain't never owned no slaves. You know?
I'm just saying, it's like when you get mad at somebody for snitching, it's like, well, what I actually told on you for was a much bigger crime than me telling on you.
Yeah.
So let's focus on that.
Yeah.
Like you didn't go to jail because I told you. You going to jail because you killed that dude.
Yeah, you know, and here's the reason why I'm not mad at Bill Maher. The thing is, he's an entertainer who's paid to walk the line. Y'all pay him to be edgy.
This is what he's always been doing.
That's what he does. He's an entertainer who's paid to walk the line, and that's what he does. And on TV, I can just tell you about what we do right now. When you do anything live and people pay you to do something edgy, you have to think on your feet.
Yeah.
And there are just certain things you don't know. When people applaud you for saying some of the craziest things all the time, consistently, all of a sudden you say something like this, and it seemed out of nowhere, kind of called me out of nowhere, because it was an obvious joke. And it wasn't like he did this to be malicious. I'm not saying he shouldn't be held accountable, because he's kind of done something before where he tried to talk about black people and thought that he could get a pass on something. And it didn't work that way. Wayne Brady said one time, he's like, you keep that black shit up, I'm going to beat your ass.
Respected him as a comedian and as, you know, what he does on HBO, it's great. When he starts to drag me in to use me as the cultural linchpin of his not black enough argument, that's bullshit.
Right.
Because, A, Bill Maher's never walked in my shoes, nor any black man's shoes. And I even said in the quote, just in the interview that I did about him, just because you've been with a black woman or two, and I've seen some of them, it's questionable if they were women, just because you've done that. Yes, I said it. Yep. And then after this, we'll talk about Clover, the character I play on my Disney show.
Yes.
That now you live the black experience? Oh, now you're down? No.
Right.
So to say
he
that about
me. He thinks he has a pass. Bill thinks he has a pass because. Now, I'm never going to go to Bill Marshall now, but Bill thinks he has a pass
Well, I'll take it on me so you can go on the show, because I love what you do. So, yeah, Bill, you think you have a pass. The fact of the matter is, if it came down to it, what I said to him was, oh, so then, if it takes the black man in your mind, as liberal as Bill is, and he, oh, no, peace and love, the black dude in his mind is the stereotypical, you know, yeah, what? Yeah, you know, that dude.
Right.
That guy exists, but that's not the range of the black experience. But let's say that that's the black dude. So then, when I meet you, when I talk to you again, I'll give you that black dude, and I will beat your ass in public.
I know that was kind of long, but you know, it was worth it, and it proved the point. Bill Maher is not held unaccountable for this because he is that dude that thinks he's down. I had to tell a motherfucker one day to stop real quick just because he thought he could do it, and he was trying to get a rise out of us. One dude came in that we know, I ain't gonna say no name, but came in one day and was like, white dude, came in, and, hey, what's up, my nigga? And I was like, you get that one time. You know, take it, enjoy it, savor it right
now. Put it in a scrapbook.
Yeah, let me wipe your mouth real quick, you know. But, you know. Yeah. Chris knew. Yeah. And I remember that one time, just a little bit of a side, because we got trapped. We had to eat shit one time because we were at Brian Brushwood's house. You remember that? And Brian Brushwood, man, y'all look at this clip. And it was a bunch of Japanese people from the Japanese show. And the whole joke was, what's up, my nigga? And like, nothing, nigga. And it was just a whole 15 minutes of this. And Brian was sitting over there like, see, that's the thing. I just keep saying nigga. That's it. And Martin and I were like, if we weren't trapped in your house because it's too far to go home, and we weren't eating your food and your lovely river house at this moment, and you weren't treating us with such hospitality, we would beat your ass right now.
It's one of those get out moments.
It really was. It was like Martin and I couldn't do nothing, because he was like, he was like, ain't that funny? And just like, yeah.
So I think about the party scene in Get Out, and people will say like, have you ever been to something like that? I'm like, I can't count the number of times I've been in situations very similar to that.
Yeah. That was one of them. Brian Brushwood is a great guy.
Oh, of course he is.
No, he's a wonderful guy. He yeah, he's a little bit of a racist, but he... No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. It was just that one time where it just kind of like, I am not finding the humor in this like you are right now. You know, so... And that is why Bill Maher has to apologize, because he's not really apologizing for himself, for many people. He's kind of apologizing for that next white person behind him who thinks that they can get a casual pass on doing this.
Well, even with us, with our comedy, you know, it's edgy and it makes fun of all groups and races. Every so often, I get something from somebody like, man, I love watching you guys' show because you guys will just say nigger all the time. It makes me feel good about it. And I'm like, I think you're missing this. And it always makes me feel like, man, if this is what people are getting out of this, I will just quit. I don't want to perpetuate that.
Like, we have a show called The Nigger Show. You know, it's Hey, Sammy, you talk about him. You and him got to be quiet, man. You got to, now you know better. You got to go. Come on. And you too, man. You know.
It's been good.
No, he's not, actually. No. He said because I was not doing a show on Monday. That's called The Nigger Show. Yeah.
Come apologize.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Now, see what happens, is up here yelling at his ass, you know, he's going to be like, oh, what I do? You know, but here's the deal.
Well, once again, people making edgy jokes, and he stepped into it. It seemed like it would be okay.
Yeah, but
it's happened to all of us.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Step into shit that you know, where it's like, it might be out of line. That's what people do.
But, and when it's live, you don't have a chance to go back and edit it.
No, you don't. And that's Bill Maher's thing. His biggest crime is that he didn't do it in context to anything. You know, and that's the problem with a lot of edgy comedy. A lot of people just do things, and I give Bill Maher, you know, I forgive him for this. I'm not even worried about it because
I think if I was in his position, I might have made that joke.
Yeah, exactly, and I might have. He just didn't know. It was something he just did off the cuff.
Yeah.
It's not anything that was in context, and let's actually not be hypocrites here, because just with a lot of artistic ass people out there, it depends on who says it.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino can say nigga all day in his movies and nobody will say anything.
It's the dead nigger in my garage.
Oh, Jimmy, don't even worry about it.
No, Jimmy, don't think about anything. I want to ask you a question. When you came pulling in here, did you notice a sign on the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
Jimmy, you know I ain't seen no shit.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
Not only is he saying the N-word, but he's got a place to store it. You know, he's killing niggas and putting them somewhere.
It's funny you bring that up, because I think that's a perfect movie except for his delivery on those lines.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not even the lines themselves. It's just he delivers it in such a way where you just hit your ears. You go like, all right, you're making me think about how offensive what you're saying is and how bad of an actor you are.
Yeah, but there's a counter on his movies where he says it over and over and over again. And that's the person that loves to say it. I don't care what y'all think. Ain't no art behind it.
Did Samuel Jackson give him his pass? Because I feel like it's unofficial. Like, if you were to say, let me see your pass. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It wipes off. I told you this wasn't good.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. There's so many people. There have been some people out there who said, man, Quentin Tarantino, one of us. And some people are like, you better shut the fuck up.
No, he ain't.
Tarantino. Motherfucker's name after a frozen pizza. How you gonna... he ain't one of us. I don't mind him doing it, but let's just call it for what it is. We're being hypocrites about it, but I get it. At least it was used in some context. Back in the day, if you did, and this is, we gave people more of a pass, mainly because people of color had less of a voice to probably say anything, but people of color did appreciate it. When people at least tried to do some satire, if your boy satire was there to vouch for you,
yeah,
then you were good. Name one black person that complains about how they use the N-word in Blazing Saddles. My mother loves Blazing Saddles, and she always talks about this particular scene right here, which we played for people before.
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning?
Up yours, nigger.
That looked like that senator with Bill Maher. Yeah, what I do? I go back and choke that bitch.
That happened to me in Vidor, Texas.
Did it? Hey, did you have that expression on your face?
pretty much, yeah.
Marge standing up, this gas still coming out the pump.
I was pumping gas, and I see this young couple going by, and I'm just like, just absolutely looking at him, and they're like, "What the fuck is that nigger looking at?" And I was like, "Okay."
Well, they have a point.
We gotta go.
Well, what were you looking at? I mean, they had a point, kind of, man. I say that about you sometimes myself.
Mia, what's that name, man?
My whole thing with this is that he didn't mean it in a.
Well, he's making a point.
He didn't. What's that?
Oh, you're talking about Mel Brooks.
Yeah, Mel Brooks was making a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bill Maher, he didn't mean this in a malicious way.
No, it's not even, in a way that's insulting them.
No. He apologized. He said, he didn't try to argue with people. He's like, "I'm sorry." I didn't know where he was coming from, so I don't think it's a big deal. I'm looking at NPR right now. He apologized. He already came in and tried to say, "I'm wrong for saying that. It won't happen again. Let's live and learn." But people, this is what we pay these comedians for, and honestly, comedians should be allowed to push that line. They're some of the most truthful people out there.
Yeah, well, they're not. That's why a lot of them don't want to play college campuses anymore.
Yeah, okay. And the whole thing about him being fired, I don't know who's calling for his show to be pulled. I don't know why y'all, especially if you're in an entertainment business yourself, especially if you are a hip-hop artist or anybody else. This man does not need to be fired for this.
I'm not even necessarily a Bill Maher fan, but his show serves a good purpose. You don't want to take that away, especially over some bullshit like this.
He's human just like everybody else. Not everything he says is 100%. Not everything he says is right. But should he be fired over this? No, and people need to stop having – you need to stop picking up torches every time there's a little bit of a thing that offends you.
And also, when somebody screws up and they go and apologize, it's almost like, why apologize? Because people don't seem to accept it anyway.
Yeah.
They go like, you admit you're wrong. You got to go.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I mean, you use that apology almost as a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
Which is why it leads me into this next thing I want to talk
about.
That's
why Trump never apologized.
No. You know, that's one thing you can say about him. How did he win? Because he never once said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
He had an attitude of, "Fuck all y'all." And that's the other thing. This is why I feel this way about Kathy Griffin. This is why I feel she took a huge misstep. With what she did in regards to her photo shoot, which everybody knows about, where she picked up the likeness of the severed head of Trump, bloodied, eye sockets missing and eyeballs missing. And do I think that that's appropriate? No, I personally don't, because mainly there's no joke to it. It's just there for shock value. And that's what she's doing. Am I against it? No. Not really. With her, first of all, I mean, she works for CNN, or she worked for CNN. She got fired.
Well, yeah, doing the New Year's Eve ball drop.
Yeah,
once a year.
Which was nothing
it's
anyway.
Kind of a demeaning job anyway. I mean, I know she's happy for whatever work she can get, but it's being out in the freezing cold with Anderson Cooper waiting for the ball to drop.
Yeah, that's the best thing to happen to you get fired from that. She act like that was our only paycheck coming in.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a good paycheck.
Yeah, but, you know, these companies need to realize when you hire somebody who you want to hire them for their edge, they're going to do edgy shit. You know, if you hiring a tiger and you going in there every day wearing a fucking meat suit, he's going to eat your ass.
Yeah, why you eat the baby? Sorry.
Yeah. You know what?
That's what you wanted.
Yeah, what do you...
And I was hungry.
What do you expect to happen? This is low, it's tasteless, and all that could be something. It could be cool if there was something behind it. There wasn't really anything except I hate Trump and here's his bloody head. I think that it's not so much that she did it that offends me. It just has no point to it, and I think that it's something that it's her free speech to do it. It's something that could be easily moved along. If it wasn't a political opportunity for people,
sure, yes, it's a political opportunity, and it's a. And I'm sure people were hammering CNN with the whole like, "Oh, if it had been somebody else, did this Obama, you would have fired him. You guys are hypocrites."
Yeah,
and it put them in the like, "All right, we got to do something." Because the thing is, this is what June now,
mm-hmm.
6 months from now, 6-7 months when they ask time for the New Year's Eve ball mm-hmm. drop, nobody will even remember this happened.
Shit, they might drop that seven head. We don't know. We don't know what they're gonna do, but this was an opportunity that worked in her favor, and
You think? Could have.
Not to. It's something that could have worked to her favor. It's something that and actually works for all of us. And she could have been in the middle of it. I'm not going to say she could have been a hero, but she could have used this to be a good spokesperson against the hypocrisy that's happening out there. But nah, she chose to do that bitch ass crying like other people do. Yeah, she was that. Yeah, she crumbled.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I ask your forgiveness. Taking down the image. Going to ask the photographer to take down the image. And I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake and I was wrong.
You know, and please subscribe.
as my best friend, I need you to dive on me if I'm ever about to record one of these apology videos.
Oh, man.
Don't let me do that.
I will never let you.
You too, Chris. Don't let me do that.
I would never put your ass out there like that because she crumbled so hard. She ran out in the middle of the salon. She was getting her hair done.
I know. It seemed like when she said, I just saw the reaction. She must have just saw the reaction.
She woke
up, checked her phone. I'm like, sweetheart, don't go on camera without makeup or doing your hair.
She was in the middle of the salon right now getting her shit did. And she just got that message. And like, somebody told her, you need
to
apologize now.
The red dripping on her shoulders.
Yeah, I would never let you do that. And the reason why I would never let you do it is because... what she should have said, you know what? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry that was a little harsh, but fuck all y'all. This is the reason why.
Yeah.
Because everybody else did it for her. Now she looked weak, but everybody else came up and like, man, you could have said so many things. And the first thing that, look, I'm not lying about this. The first thing that I thought about, because we've talked about this with Trump before with, Ted Nugent. I thought like, that motherfucker been going crazy during the whole campaign, Obama's administration.
Well, the Obamas had actual politicians talking shit about them. That one woman who called Michelle an ape in heels.
Oh, yeah.
And then wouldn't apologize for it and didn't lose her job.
Oh, yeah. No, all these people. But what makes Ted Nugent stand out right here is that, let me just say this. Just like with Kathy Griffin, just like Bill Maher, Ted Nugent can get on stage and talk shit all he wants to. It doesn't bother me that much because that's his First Amendment right. If he wants to tell Obama to suck his shotgun and talk about hanging Hillary, that's cool with me as long as he doesn't do it.
Hey, Arnold, suck on this one, damn your butts. I was in Chicago last week. I said, hey, Obama, you might want to suck on one of these, you punk. You don't get that. Obama, he's a piece of shit, and I told him to suck on my machine gun. Let's hear it for him.
You know, and he goes on about Hillary, too. I ain't going to go on all this.
Well, Ted Nugent has no endorsements to lose.
Maybe he can start endorsing adult diapers. He shit on himself on stage. You know that one time?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, my uncle was so fucked up. He got on stage, couldn't perform, and shit on himself. And you're going to call Obama a piece of shit. But here's the thing. He's doing that at his concert on his own time. Trump going into his administration knew this shit was out there, and yet this bitch is up in the White House.
Yeah.
Out there with Sarah Palin and Kid Rock. Another dude that sit up there and appropriated black culture and was done. They're like, nah, really, I'm trailer trash, man.
Right.
You know? Fuck off. You know, Ted Nugent, I really don't mind. I mean, I can even let that slide. Let him do what he wants to. You didn't say anything that really offended me that hard like a lot of other people because we can easily write that shit staying off. But this, where you can really come in and talk about Trump, man, Trump was out there at his rallies with people yelling all kind of crazy shit. Kill that nigga. You know, he never came in and tried to calm it down.
Our president has divided this country. So
yeah. Yeah. Fuck that nigga.
Somebody out loud. I know you heard that. Fuck that nigga, man.
Yeah.
And don't say you didn't see it on the internet as much as you sit out there and tweet. As much time as you spend on the internet, you knew that this was happening, but you never calmed it down, no matter how much violence broke out at your rallies, because it worked to his advantage. But yet, you're going to sit up here and talking about my 11-year-old son. He was disturbed by this image.
Oh, brother.
This image of my severed head.
Hey, A, I'm pretty sure that's not true.
No.
And B, you know what? Fuck your little soon-to-be King Joffrey son. Nobody care about him.
I ain't going to talk about his son. See, that's what I'm talking about. His son ain't in the middle of it. I don't give a fuck, you know.
But he's using his son as a shield.
He is.
He's using him as a – he's the same as the candidate Stilson in the Dead Zone. Like, oh, there's an assassin. I'm holding up a kid to block the shot.
Yeah. Sitting up here talking about Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of myself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Baron. I'm having a hard time with this sick. Damn, you gave him a Game of Thrones name, Baron.
Exactly.
It made me right. Motherfucker walking around that White House with a cape on and shit. Yeah, man. Well, like, you know, like they say, how's your son gonna feel how did he feel when you showed him that video of you talking about grabbing pussy and all that kind of shit?
So, yeah, when you had so many families broken up and deported.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what he's doing is so much worse than what Kathy Griffin is doing.
Yes, so much worse. I can't believe how the focus is. I guess it's easier to just vilify that one photo and this one person that they already found grating and didn't like, rather than go after daddy. Nobody wants to go after daddy.
No.
The corporation does something, they find somebody small, and say, like, well, it's their fault.
Yeah, and I agree with the firing. She works for CNN. She's doing a thing against a political figure. Yes, people would have gone crazy if they'd done that to Obama, so yes, I think the firing was justified. Her crying and all that kind of shit, no, she should have came out strong and said, fuck all you hypocrites out there. Mention that shit. I ain't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
The only thing I heard was a fake Trump.
As near as I can tell, these things happen, and that gig that you might lose, that CNN or that Affleck commercial, somebody comes and says, listen, they want you to apologize. If you do this, you make a public apology that can probably smooth things over and you can still keep it.
Yeah.
You make the apology and they go, nah.
Nah. Nah, people, don't let, you know, if you got a belief in something and it's valid, then stick to it.
Yeah.
You know,
never believe a corporation is going to try to do right by you.
Sitting up there, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I don't do that shit. It makes you look weak, God damn it.
I'm sorry. You bitches can't take a joke.
Yeah. The day I got to apologize, the day I burned this motherfucker down. I ain't apologizing for shit I said. Fuck you. Hey, man. Before we get to the weekend box office, I just saw something funny. It's nothing big. It's just, I love seeing people get swatted over stupid shit.
Swatted?
Swatted, man.
There's nothing funny about that. That's such a waste of resources.
You think so? You sure?
I mean, a pie in the face, yeah.
Let me, because I would hold that opinion before you see this right here.
Okay.
So, because the reason why I love this, now when people are playing video games and then some prick on the other end is losing, he decides to just call the SWAT team because he can't take it. Yeah, that's one thing. But when you a drug dealer flashing all your shit on the screen, yeah.
You didn't say that.
Got your shirt off, talking shit, talking about how much money you made by selling drugs. Yeah, I think you kind of have it coming.
I'm on my white boy Tyler Seed, man. I already know, man. Fuck niggas catch up, man. You fuck niggas catch up, man. We getting money over here, man.
And who swatted him? The speech police? I ain't understood a fucking word he said.
Got some of this shit called, man. We getting money over here, man. Y'all already know the story, man. We the guys, man. RP the bro, man. Hey, that was time. Everybody cutting up on my shit. Y'all already know the story, man.
Yeah, put that motherfucking jail now.
It's like a black boom howl. I can't make out anything you say.
Get you some money out of your family, be broke out here, man. You hear me? Out of your family, be broke out here, man. Straight up, man. You fuck this catch up, man. You fuck this catch up, man. This shit don't stop, man. This shit don't stop, man. Hold on, man. This shit don't stop, man. This shit don't. Hold on.
Freeze!
Man, this shit. This shit
off. Nah, you keep doing this shit.
How long does it go on?
Up until this point, he leaves, and then you see nothing but lights. Look at this.
Shit don't stop, man. It's the first of the
month. Uh-oh. Battering ram. Flashbangs to the window.
Oh, I've seen you've been swatted before. Marge doing a play-by-play, like, yeah, you bust to the front door.
You never get your first swatting.
Yeah. By the way, that was me, man.
No, I remember when they swatted our friend, and then the footage they showed from the news, I was like, ooh.
Ooh, wait a minute. Did this happen like 2 years ago when we first started, like, double toasting?
No, it was more than...
You talking about...
Nine years ago.
Oh, George.
I didn't want to say his name.
Man, his name is on the news. We had a friend. And the terrible thing about it was when he got swatted, it wasn't his house they tore up. It was somebody else. That dude told me, man. He's like, they didn't even pay for my shit. He said, I had to move.
Yeah, and his wife divorced him.
Yeah, you can see them coming in now.
I'm short room, y'all keep pushing. Go ahead.
Oh, they show at the end where the guy just picks up the That's my favorite part when people come in, they just notice that camera. They're like, shit. He's like, fuck, is that me? Hey, mom.
But how that makes me look fat.
Yeah, people don't flash your shit on the screen. All these, this happens several times. Drug dealers, they're on Facebook Live. They're on YouTube Live.
Facebook Live is taking down a lot of people.
It is the best weapon the law has had, man.
It's an attractive nuisance.
I keep telling you, we don't need all these guns out here. Just a camera. A camera phone. All these people just saying, look at me, man. I just got through dealing drugs, man.
Yo. President Mont.
Oh, Martin. I'm going to do this after a little bit, but I want to show you. After we're done here, I want to show you some shit that I found that Corey Goodwin gave to me last night. We'll do it in a little while. I want you to remind me.
I expect you to show me a sore.
How'd you know, man? Well, I was going to wait, but...
There's a cream for that.
I need you to apply it, man. I can't reach it. Oh, Sammy, come on up, man. We're going to do the box office this week. Sammy, he sound like you don't want to do it. He's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, like you don't yell at him.
Oh, what's going on? So, are you all right, man? You all right? Oh, let me see here.
I was about to get yelled at for making a joke about not making risque jokes. I don't know how it was going to go down.
No, I wouldn't.
Talking off camera, I agree with you. I shouldn't have been doing
it. I know.
Right.
I saw.
The joke didn't mean anything. It was just kind
of. No, I wasn't mad at you about the joke. Okay, it's just that, you know, you get on Felix all the time about talking off camera. You won't be on the street today.
Stop talking off camera. That's my job.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Oh, let's see here. You know, we're not going to do any big deal about this, the weekend box office.
You already gave away number one, so.
And people knew that was going to be it, too. Let me see here. Let's see here. Let me find you right here. People can get into the top five real quick. And Martin said he did not. This is the one weekend he didn't do his research.
I took a glance, but I can't remember what number four is. The one I got to guess at.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead.
Or I have them all wrong.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the top five this week. And let me pull up Sammy's notes right here. And Sam, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I got fucked up last night. Everyone was gone in my house, so I went to this 90s night at the Highball and just drank like 10 beers. Big ass bill. I don't know why I did it, but it was fun.
At the Highball?
Yeah.
Man, that place ain't cheap, man.
That place is not cheap. I discovered.
I thought you said I got fucked up and did a Highball. Oh.
That was the after party.
I was like, wow.
Well, you know, I got wet, man. Come on.
I'm proud of Sammy. my son is coming up. Look at him. I just wish I had just got a picture of it so I could put it on the wall. Oh, so nobody was at home, so you just lost your shit last night.
Man. Shut up. That's
so
what I did.
So mom and dad were out the house, you threw a party.
I injected pine salt.
Well, good to have you here, because you know last time I did something like that, I had to get you to run the show.
Yeah, he showed up first. I was like, uh-oh.
I was all right. It just took me a little bit.
That was a bad night.
A little bit to get this together today. But glad you're here, man. Sammy got the top five up for us today. I didn't do the intro or anything because we were ready to run a little bit behind. But... We all know about the top five. We're doing the top five box office, talking about the five movies that made it this weekend, the top five. But just because you are in the top five doesn't mean you're always on top. And Sammy, Martin's going to need a little help today. So if you could, try to lend him a hand because he didn't do his homework last night. But Martin, you do know what number five is, right?
Believe it's Baywatch.
Damn, you do know what you're doing right there, man. Baywatch brought in $8.5 million this weekend for a total gross of $41.7 million after 2 weeks. Now, the budget on that is $69 million, so that means that this is an official flop. They were expecting, especially with The Rock in it.
You know, the thing is, usually a comedy of this caliber, the budget tends to be around $40 million.
But The Rock.
But because of The Rock, they spent the extra money and figured that he would recoup it for them.
Right.
Yeah, shit. Just takes $20 million to feed that motherfucker. Big ass, you know. But, you know.
He's smaller in this movie.
I don't know. He's seen about the
Can
same
the Rock
size
be small?
To me.
He is like 6'4".
He ain't got nowhere to go to but down now.
Right, yeah.
But with you know, that it's a big disappointment when you have a star like this that they were really counting on. It's also, they were putting all the weight on his shoulders.
True.
That's why they had him do those tweets out there, because they were like, man, say something to these people. If anybody can do it, you can.
Right.
Wow, and he's just discovered that he can't.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's getting a depression now. Because he was riding high like, yeah, I might run for president. Who knows?
And his big thing was, oh, don't worry, when it goes international, we'll make our money back. They made $67 million everything. That's all they made so far after that initial push. So,
oh, dang.
So they're barely going to – they're going to make their budget barely, and then they're going to lose out on marketing.
Wow, I did think it'd be big.
No.
Well, that's right. The internet's around now. Never mind.
Yeah,
and that's that is what they were talking about with him. They'll say that it'll probably be a while before he goes off and does some raunchy comedy like this.
Yeah.
Because you don't recover too easy if you're even with The Rock, you know, if you do the same thing.
I'm going sure to for now, he's gonna, his first question is going to be, is Kevin Hart in it? No, then I ain't doing it.
Or an earthquake.
Let's go ahead and get into the number four. Yeah,
that was a big one, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. No, and the next movie that's coming out is Jumanji.
Oh, so that might have an earthquake. You might have a hit on his hands.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. Some disaster element to it, so you don't know. What's number four, man?
That I'm not sure about. I want to. Maybe it's everything.
Round. Guardians.
Believe it or not, Guardians has sunk down to number four.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right, because bringing in $9.7 million has made a total of $355 million for this on a $200 million budget. And this is something where I think that they anticipated maybe just another week of being a little bit higher.
Yeah.
I mean, the big blockbusters are coming out now.
Yeah.
The fact that they're still hanging in there, they should be thrilled with.
Right.
But after this weekend, this is going to be the most successful Marvel sequel behind Avengers Age of Ultron. And Sammy wrote here, it's flying past Iron Man for the number two spot.
Yeah.
And it's been out for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't seem like it.
And you know what? It really does not. And that's how
I feel like we just saw it 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
That's how fast these movies are coming out, though, man. You know, and it's going to be, and we're just getting into June, which means this came out in April.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's people are saying summer officially starts in April now. They try to say May is summer block season, but no, it's getting earlier and earlier now. And for people trying to get ahead of the game, because there's so many movies coming out, they've pushed it all the way up to the end of April at this point. Yeah. And this performed as expected.
Well, you can't even sleep on February and March anymore.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Martin, what is the number three movie?
Pods.
Damn, Martin, for somebody who didn't look it up, you know what you're doing right here. Weekend gross on that, $21.6 million for a total gross of $114 million. Now, that is on a budget of $230 million. However, they are trying to bank on this making money overseas. Is it making money overseas, like they said?
Yeah, it broke $500 million overseas, but it's still the last place, like, by far, of all the entire movies in the series. So,
so Disney,
it's $150 million shy to the next one, so which was World's End? No, not World's End. The
Jack Sparrow.
The last one.
So Disney just said, fuck America then. Really?
Yeah, that was like, we'll make our money back overseas. We made a budget back. We'll probably make another one maybe. Who knows? Like, they don't give a shit about this, but it made money. People like seeing Jack.
Yeah. No, that is true. At least around the world. It's beginning to wane here.
Yeah.
But around the world, you still can't get enough of it. I was surprised to see this at number two. Martin, which is that?
Captain.
Underpants brought in 20.
Captain J. Morgan Underpants.
$23.5 million on a budget of $38 million, which looks like, if the competition wasn't so high this weekend, it could actually push for maybe number one. But
that is a low budget for an animated film.
What's right? that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And somebody was telling me that this is unique because this is the first time that DreamWorks has actually sent this to another studio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was one of these things where it's DreamWorks. It's one of their off studio that's not in California. And if this does well, they're going to start sending everything there instead of California. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they should, because that's cheap as hell right there.
Yeah. It was the cheapest, it was the smallest return on an animated, what was it? What's the company? DreamWorks? It was a DreamWorks animation. It was the cheapest one they've made and the cheapest return on it, so.
Yeah. And, you know, they were smart because say what you will about the animation, but they did add a unique look to it. They didn't try to put that expensive ass DreamWorks look to it.
And it's an enjoyable enough movie.
Yeah, as you said.
I don't think it went over anybody who's not a fan already, but it does right by people who are.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it hit his mark and it hit his audience, it was doing just fine. All right, Martin, what is number one, sir?
Oh, no. I think it's that movie that's Captain America.
Wonder Woman, goddammit. Fucking around. A clean $100 million right here on a budget of $149. I like the way they went back and said, yeah, we ain't spending that Batman money on this shit right here.
Didn't need to.
And no, and that's a lesson
it helped to not do that.
Right. Exactly. And look just as good.
You look just as good.
If not better.
Had a lot more character.
Than those other DC movies that they have out there. And they really were able to go in and cash in not only on the lower budget, but say what you will about that marketing to females. It worked.
Sure.
Even the controversy behind it.
That non-controversy.
Yeah. They actually got somebody trying to sue the Alamo talking about, why are you so? I couldn't get in to see Wonder Woman. You couldn't wait a day? They turned me away on a Thursday. Yeah, at an all-woman screening. You know, I hope they countersue your ass. This shit doesn't make any sense at all. And the hype, the controversy, and all the push towards the female audience worked this movie's advantage.
Also, the good word of mouth.
Yeah, and it's just a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that helps.
DC is funny how that works, isn't it? How
Well, to be fair, even their shitty movies have made a bunch of money.
No, it has. It has. But there's always been the concern, at least from what I've read in like these opinion pieces, where you can only ride that wave of we're making money for so long before the reputation of making bad movies catches up with you.
True,
right.
You know,
Transformers.
Got anything to add?
Yeah, no, this is the first $100 million debut from a female director. So
oh, that's right.
This is a record breaking on that regard as well. And the weird thing about it, as you say, is like is really advertised for women, but it was only 52% women audience. You know, it wasn't really that much, you know, slanted one way or the other. Everyone wanted to see this. Everyone wanted it to be good. So they actually got something that they, you know, they've been wanting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, I will say this, that whole thing about DC's movies being critically unsuccessful. The excitement for a good movie also helped.
Yeah, you know,
that should go to show all the fanboys out there that it's not that people want to see this fail. The fact that this was getting good word of mouth made people even more excited because people want to support.
Sure.
No, nobody wants to go see a bad movie and hate on a bad movie. So,
well, Gertz did.
Gertz did.
I mean, he admitted it.
Yeah, even and they broke his ass down. Even he had to admit. I love the way he begrudgingly. Okay. I give it a
I've been enjoying the failing after failure.
Failure after failure. He said that.
He did. He really did. I was so disappointed the way he put that. I really want to hate this movie. I was like, man.
But that was a testament to how good it was that it made it like us. So.
You just start to get people like you on YouTube. You might as well just say nigga right now.
Yeah. And hold up a severed head while you do it.
Oh, let's see here. Somebody, this is Seven. Seven says, regarding Mia's phone call, this is why I love Double Toasted Negro.
Wait, does he get a pass?
He said Negro.
He said okay. Negro.
Okay, yeah. That's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now, it's okay.
Yeah. Chris,
I got my Negro pass. Yes. Now, see, if you want to call our show the Negro Show.
Okay. Yeah. It was a college fund. Got it.
I'll take that.
Negro College Fund. Okay. That's fair.
They still got that, too. Mm-hmm. The United Negro College Fund. Yeah, they ain't changing that.
If I can give money to them, then I can say it. Yeah, I think that's the rule.
You ain't giving no money to that shit.
I might do it just so I can say it more. Here's $10. What's up, Negroes?
Yeah, you ain't giving no money. You're not Mexican.
Martin wanted to slap the shit out of you for saying that. I don't want to say no more.
You don't give Mexicans money, man. How you gonna get?
I'm Mexican. I can say whatever. I can call people spicks and wetbacks. It's cool.
You ain't giving them no money, though.
I'm one.
United Mexican one College Fund ain't heard from you at all.
Do we even have one? We should have one.
You can start one, but you never did you?
I will.
No, there you won't. You ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
United Chicano College Fund. Chicano College Fund. Can't even say it, Jesus.
Chris Rich. Oh, Chris, come on, man.
What's up?
Look at this right here.
Okay. Oh,
come on. I'll read a little bit of it. Hey, Corey, I just wanted to say, I think most people love your reviews. 80% likes on that Wonder Woman review, and especially most people on the site. While I understand everyone is susceptible to critique and you feel the need to vent, I didn't totally understand talking about comments during the show. I'll tell you why. Because I just thought it was unique that this is the one time where we were really positive about a DC movie, mm-hmm. and told people to go see it, uh-huh. and how much we liked it. And people still lost their shit behind it.
It don't matter.
You know, I wasn't doing it to like say we were upset. I just did it because I thought it was humorous. You know, I thought, wow, you know, you can't please anybody if they really want to hate you. I mean, and that's what it was. People almost came in wanting to hate us, expecting us to talk shit about Wonder Woman. And that carried over into what was eventually a good review.
Yeah, they wanted that nothing but glowing things.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, let's see here. San Andres Figueroa's says here. Oh, well, we just answered that. Must have been before the show. Bill Maher and the N-word. What are your thoughts? Well, you got about 30 minutes. Let me tell you. Oh, let's see. And I think that is it. I'm not going to keep you here too long. I will tell you this. Corey Goodwin came over last night, man, and he came with Gertz and his marketing team.
Motley Crue.
Oh, really?
The dudes that from the advertising agency.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they all came over, and Corey wanted to show me this movie. I thought, and I'm late on this. I just want to just push this out there and promote it for anybody who hasn't seen it. It's been made fun of by a lot of people, so I understand. I'm just now hearing about it. It's something called Fateful Findings. Have you seen this?
Never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
It just when you thought there wasn't, you could never get to another level of stupid filmmaking after The Room.
Sure.
The Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
Somebody they're so bad it's almost like a talent. There's so many bad movies being made that there's a category and a business being made for these things. This a guy named Neil, I think, Breen. What's his name?
Neil Breen.
Neil Breen. So you've seen this?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Corey came over and got me high last night. I ain't gonna lie. He had this concoction he wanted to do. He said, "You got to try smoking a little bit. You got to try. You got to try what was that? Yeah,
just smoke weed. Why you got to mix shit together?"
Well, it actually worked.
Got to eat and then take a shot.
So what
highball.
Is it?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I said I don't want to do it, and then I just smoked. And this movie made me sober. It's called Fateful Findings, and it is so bad, man. It is an hour and a half of a guy who is clueless about filmmaking.
Can you hear me?
You see, he turned into a fucking cutout. But it's for those who are listening. This guy just hit by a car. The main actor, after he dropped his BlackBerry.
And when he threw it on the ground.
Yeah, take this shit. Like most people did back in the day. And he got hit by a car. It was one of the worst special effects. But it's the acting in this. And it really took me a while. I sobered up watching this. Because I kept questioning myself. I said, this is not real. This is not real. And they kept saying, no, Corey. These people are being who they are. Terrible, shitty actors.
Dylan, what's going on? Talk to me. Dylan! What's going on? Dylan, talk to me.
does all these long tracking shots for all the for shit that is nothing. Now watch the reaction shots of the people around him.
Dylan.
Call 911.
Oh, Hector.
Is he dead? Is he dead?
It's the Rolls Royce that hit him. I saw it. I'm a witness.
I did not hit her.
Oh, is that dead?
No, he's not. What happens is, this is all about a guy. He in every one of his movies, it's the same story. He just films it in just a different way. He's an alien savior who comes down. He's an alien savior who comes down. Every woman in the movie wants him, and he has the highest moral standards more than anybody else. He often goes to the movie and gives people he gives these monologues and speeches to them about how wrong they are. And the beginning of the movie shows him. Let me see here. Shows him as a little boy. Connecting with some other little girl who has alien powers like he does. This is half the movie, just all these long shots. Now, this is him and the little girl together. Yeah, they turn some shit into a mushroom. They go off into the sunset together.
Hurry up. We're going to be late. We're going to miss the plane.
Don't worry. The plane's not going to leave without us.
Where's Dylan? Where's Dylan?
Come on, Leo. We have to go.
Yeah. Everybody talks about how they do the Zig Heil.
Who waves like that?
Boom.
Girl, get your ass in the car.
Yeah.
That little boy grows up to be the guy that got hit by the car.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, the woman who is who grows up, because it's about them growing up and finding, well, part of it, about them growing up and finding each other. The guy grows up to be the guy we saw get hit by the car. The woman grows up to be that woman right there. So either he aged really badly, or she aged really. What's that?
And he discovered our fast food.
Yeah, and it really is the acting in it that people are like they find not only just terrible but fascinating. It's the people act themselves to act as bad as they do in this.
Off the pills, I just can't do it.
Your pill taking for pain relief has gotten out of control. I told you this was going to drive us apart.
Lying.
I want you to go into rehab.
I need that. I realize that. But I'll be lost without them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that. But it's my choice.
It's the wrong choice.
No, no rehab.
Five laptops?
I can't play. I just pulled this up.
Five laptops.
We've got every... In the movie, he has like five laptops on his desk at all times, and he destroys them. Like, he just buys broken laptops, put them in the movie, and when he gets upset, he throws shit at them. He spills coffee on them. When he has sex... He throws the laptops up in the air.
What?
I just pulled this up, people. I can't show you the whole thing because I wasn't able to pull clips
How
out
long
of this.
Is this movie?
An hour and 40 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
And what's it called again? Faithful
Findings. Faithful Findings.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. They have love scenes in the movie where she is terrified of him. Like, she does not want to be near him. They have scenes in here where he goes back home and they try to have a love scene. Here it is. And he gets naked a lot in the movie. But they go and have this love scene in the shower, and she does not take those clothes off. But he does.
Ooh.
What are you doing home? You're supposed to be in a hospital.
I let myself out. Help me. Help me.
Robes get all wet.
That's Megan with a mask on.
They're making out with that Bane mask on that he's got.
Wait, is that the guy from the accident?
Yeah.
So his face just hit the side of the girl. That's the only part of his body that got injured is just his face? Not his body, no cuts on his arms, nothing.
No, no.
Just
no.
This chunk of his head hit the grill.
His face broke the fall.
Just that scratch on his forehead, which required a full face mask.
I'm a fan of the opera shit.
That's the weirdest face mask.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit anything.
What doctor did that? Oh, I got this cool idea.
Was he hoping that was going to be iconic or something one day? Like, people go to Halloween as that asshole?
No, man, that is it. That is it right there. Yeah, this is, like I said, people, I can't even show you all of this. And it's out there. People have made all kinds of videos.
Yeah, where can someone find this?
What's that?
Where can someone find it?
You can, you can find this on his website, first of all. I mean, it's out there if you want to download. I'm not going to encourage people to pirate it. But you can find this on his website. The deal is with his website is that he's made three of these. It's a trilogy. I think there's even a fourth. And you can go to his website and order this movie. Easy. No problem. If you want to order the other two or other three, you have to order this one and go to the page where that is. Order the other movies, but tell them that you don't want this movie in your order.
Because they try to shove this one on you.
No, because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. It's a bad website. So Faithful Findings. There's three more. He's making a new one. I like I said, I just found out about this.
Furious Findings.
Yeah, man. This is I can't wait to see these. Oh, this is why he has the laptops. Because when he needs to show drama, he needs to knock some shit over.
Is he drunk?
No, he's just a shitty...
Okay, head injury.
No,
let's go head injury.
Even a head injury. No, he's supposed to be getting these waves because of his powers. And whenever he has to do something, he knocks shit over or drops it. And it's funny because if you look at it, he's grabbing for shit. He's trying to see his mark. Like, where are you, laptop? It's...
man.
I love this, man.
I think we have a new Sammy Ain't Seen Shit episode coming soon. I think I kind of have to do this movie for the anniversary party. I think I kind of have to.
This is too easy, man. you don't want to do this one. Do something legitimate, you know?
Okay,
this,
Catwoman. Catwoman it is still. We're still doing Catwoman.
Yeah, no, this is more for people getting together and getting drunk and just watching.
Wow.
And like I said, it sobered me up last night, man. I came to real quick. By the way, what Corey gave me was I smoked out with him, and he gave me a shot of tequila and some coffee. And I was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny. Like, when I was sitting in, I was feeling good, but I was mellow. I was coherent, you know?
Huh. Uppers, downers, and fucking...
Yeah.
No, I've done the alcohol with caffeine. Like the first time I think I was in D.C., and I got espresso or a cappuccino, and I had them use Irish coffee. I mean, a whiskey in it, and it was amazing having the balance of the drunk versus the caffeine, extra energy.
Oh yeah,
it's such a great like they just kind of do this back and forth.
Yin yang of buzz.
Oh yeah, no. It was a great thing. I woke up in bed with him and Gertz, but
typical Saturday
tends to happen when you get high.
I had a nice rest. I was feeling good. Hey. We got a special guest in here, Chris. How you doing, man? You can come up if you want to.
Okay, where do I sit?
You can sit right here, man.
Next to Big Papa.
Next to Big Papa.
Let's see here.
Of course, switch it up so I can.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you are.
Hey. There we go.
Yeah, you are.
All right, so I do have to ask you something. I've been here the whole show watching, really enjoying it. Great show, you guys. Laughing my ass off. Did you explain to your lady what Craigslist was? I mean, did she think, this is the weirdest bed store I've ever been to?
And it sucks. How dare he?
You're trying to get another call.
I didn't say on the ad, brand new.
I think she thought a guy named Craig was actually there.
This Craig guy, he's such a shizer.
And his name wasn't even Craig. He lied to us.
He tried to jip me. And you know I don't like gypsies.
Oh, man, Sammy, you're my Negro.
Sammy can do that because he doesn't live there anymore.
I know. I love Mia, but yeah, I would never say that if I was in that house. You kidding me?
No.
Oh, man, no, he said something one night to her about turkey. She got pushed.
She got mad. She got mad, and then Corey had to get mad at me extra just in case, like as the buffer.
You're like, calm down.
Don't you ever. I don't care.
So calm down. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry. Food. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
She got mad, and you were like, man, don't fuck this up for me. Shut the fuck up.
You want to
let
them talk about me like this? I was like, no, I'm not. Sammy, don't you ever say that shit to her.
I'm sorry. I'll never disrespect her ever again.
Let me take you outside so we can talk about this.
Ow, yeah, stop hitting me, Corey. Ow, stop it, please. No.
How dare you? Next time,
ow,
you're going to get
I'm sorry.
More.
Ow, the pain, it hurts so bad.
Waiting for you to knock the laptops off the table.
Put a laptop
But what have you been up to, man?
Oh, you know.
Besides trying to get me in trouble.
Sorry. I had to say it. Somebody had to say it, man.
And I'm already in deep water, so I can't say shit.
Same thing you are, pretty much. You know, just I go see all the movies.
Yeah, see you there.
I get in trouble with the same with the same shit you do.
Yeah.
Be like,
you're a married guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a married guy. I have cats. Fuck you, Martin.
Thank you.
Man, Martin comes over to record with me, and I got three cats, and I'm constantly doing this because they love people. So a cat comes up and jumps right on her. I'm like, we're still talking and taking cats off of Martin. Yeah. Like the whole time. Because I know he's like, yeah, he's a fucking cat. Uh-oh.
Baby, you know, I was Chris that said that, and that was Sam. You know, I didn't have nothing to do with that.
I stopped watching, actually.
Well, I didn't say shit.
Man, this bus is comfortable under here.
I know.
It's a comfortable-ass bus under here, man.
What they were saying was is that they really respect your opinion earlier and that you were right. Abort.
Don't you ever hang on
that. Watch, you get a call.
I know.
Don't you ever. But I had that same shit from the Wonder Woman review. We kind of came down where you guys were. We gave it like an 8 out of 10. So yeah. It was like, yeah, this is really good. We were happy. People were like, you don't love it enough. you stupid Marvel fanboys. Like, wait, what?
Really?
And then we got a little shit because I pointed out one part. I was talking about, yeah, and she's really beautiful. Like, she's super, like, she's very sexy, but they don't make her into a sex object.
Right, right.
And, you know, I'm agreeing with Sarah's on it. And somebody's like, boy, it must have been obnoxious sitting next to Chris who could only talk about, well, look at those boobs. I'm like, what?
She's like 6'3" of gorgeous woman. How can you not mention it, man? Like, she's really tall.
Yeah, but it's like they were reducing me. I'm like, hey, now you're being sexist at me.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. You just can't win from that. That's why, that's why I put it up, because I just thought it was kind of funny myself.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of the movie. I don't think it was perfect, but I sure enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I want to see it again. I just didn't have time.
Yeah. I actually want to see it again myself.
It's because you hate women, Martin.
Yeah. Well, you still can't say women.
That's why I love this movie. It's only one. Wonder Woman.
Man.
It's only one.
Man, you got to give me this just once, because I never fuck with you. Just give me one women. Women.
Which do you want me to say, the plural or the singular?
Plural.
The plural.
Women.
Okay, now apply that to the rest of your life.
I asked my wife. She said no.
Okay.
Well, if she put it that way, ain't nothing you can say about that.
I understand, bro.
Now that I can say it, I can have multiple women, right?
Woman, right?
Yeah, you know something real? I'm not going to harp on this, but even the way she explained that Craigslist shit, didn't it sound crazy? Did she still sound like she was wrong, right?
She said exactly. She just repeated exactly what you said she said then. And I was like,
She doesn't realize that all she did was repeat. Yeah, like Chris said, everything she said, I was like expecting her different perspective. I'm like, no, it's pretty much how he told it.
She just left out the anger.
Yeah, I was saying the anger is kind of up in the air because she could get upset about something like that. I could see that happening.
Yeah, yeah, and it did, but you know.
But you know, that's not for me to say.
Yeah, who am I?
Right. But who am I? It's all about a perspective, right? Mm-hmm.
She's always right.
Take your lady to a real mattress store. What the hell?
Getting a mattress off Craigslist. That's the first problem, man. Just, I'm sorry. I wanted to say that. I was like, dude.
That'd be funny to see y'all in a real mattress store and her still trying to cut a deal. I give you $200 for this. No, it's $1,500. Yeah, I'll give you two. Take it or leave it.
So, you know, she does
get out of my store. Wait, the way I work here.
Describe this. It's just like bad dates. You know, I mean, like, it's like some crazy bizarre.
She does all the time, too, man. Like, she says that is the Turkish way. And I keep telling you, not in Turkey right now.
Things a little different here.
But you know, she's got us some good deals on stuff, too. Yeah. You know, she really has. So I just kind of stick out. I stay out the way. Let her do her thing. Mm-hmm. It's just when I see people like, are you fucking crazy looking at her? Because she tells people like, no. She does that whole thing like, not asking, but no, you're going to give this to me.
You sure she doesn't have Turkish mafia ties?
I wonder. Because
I mean, you better know before you get married, man. Say, like,
your mom, well, he'll find out on the wedding,
right? Yeah. A bunch of armed guards show up out of nowhere. Oh, those are my cousins. I don't know why she became Nico Bellic, but
army of dudes in fezes,
big ass bushy mustaches,
curved swords.
Curved swords. That's oddly specific.
And now the whirling dervishes.
Damn, man.
I think they're called scimitars.
He's right.
I noticed I shut the fuck up. Yep.
We're all going to that wedding, by the way.
She's not watching anymore. We can say whatever we want.
No, she's back.
And whose fault
is that?
Well,
you know she's watching now. And he's like, you're not watching, right?
Let's see here. Terrell Banks, any update on the LA show? If not, it makes sense to keep these events exclusive to people that are there. No, we're going to put it up. How's that edit, that last edit?
I only saw the one that I said was like kind of weird, and then he never sent me another one back. Okay. So,
okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we have it, and since it's not time sensitive, I have been slacking on that, but we will get that up. It's there. I think it's finished. I haven't had time to look over the final edit myself. Let's see here. And I'm going to go to some starred emails, and then we'll be out. Because I have some old emails from people that need to be read. Let me see here. This is from Owen. Owen says, I want to read this because it was nice. Owen says, I don't know what it is, brother, but you have been on point since L.A. Do not get me wrong. The show has always been good. You seem happier, having more fun, and I feel like it shows. You have been killing it, and you've been making your team up the game in the comedy department. Love you guys. Great stuff. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's too bad you're not a critic.
Yeah, what do you know?
Dip shit.
Tell some jokes.
A Swede has a question about the N-word.
Wait, is the person named a Swede? Like a Swedish person?
Yeah, like a Swedish person. Yeah. His question is, can I say it? No, it says here, hello from the other side of the world. Dennis from Sweden here. Oh. As a white person... and white as snow Swede as myself, I never use the N-word for obvious reasons. But I may have accidentally said it out loud listening to hip-hop in the car while artists such as Childish Gambino, Tyler, the Creator, and Corey's favorite, Kanye West. Ain't my favorite. I have also seen live performances on YouTube where everybody in the crowd starts singing along with the lyrics, white, black, and they're all happy, but we know that the N-word is wrong. So my question is it okay to use the N-word if you sang along to a song, especially if you were white? Please help me get the answers I seek.
I mean, I've seen even on TV shows and movies, they'll do scenes where it's intentionally uncomfortable with a bunch of white dudes singing along with like hip-hop lyrics like that. And mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable watching it. Like, yeah, maybe you should leave that alone.
Well, Chris Pine did this funny thing on SNL where he was one of the dates for the first black bachelorette. And he was like, I'd never say the N-word. Well, have I sang it sometime in rap lyrics? Sure. Were they lyrics that I wrote myself? Yes.
Well, stop singing along at the concert. I want to hear the guy, not your dumbass standing next to me going, oh. I love this song.
I'm listening to Redbone. You know, stay woke. Creeping. I can't say the word.
I get it.
Substitute Negro. It's okay.
Negro's creeping. Not as cool. Not as cool.
I'm really glad you told us that was all right now. I'm going to send out a message to all my white brethren.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, I got the answer.
No. Yeah, no, please use it. I mean, it ain't my fault what happens to you, but, you know, you got my blessing, though.
I'm not responsible for your well-being, but
do you have an actual card?
Do I have an actual pass? Yeah. I do. No, yeah. I'll write one for you right now. Like a prescription.
Can you laminate it?
You don't need a real prescription when you get your ass beat. No. Man, I don't know. I feel like, you know, that's the one time. If you with your friends, y'all having a good time and they want to sing it, I myself would give it to you. Especially when they really push it. Like, when they start making songs, like, they literally say, "Niggas in Paris." You know, I'm like, okay.
Well, it's that song, the title. My N-word. I was like, I can't sing that song at all.
That's one of the biggest reasons why I don't like that being out there, because it confuses the issue. Mm-hmm. And I get why somebody would be like, what do I do here? Really, the simple answer is, listen to jazz instead.
We know that ain't happening.
I had to try.
I do get, I mean, like, I agree that, like, yeah, you're right. You guys own it, right? Nobody else gets to say it. Totally agree with that. Same time, there's hip-hop songs where it's like you use it so much it just is boring. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, every absolutely. Third word. Yeah. You're like, what? What is the deal here?
Yeah, how much trap effort would it take to actually write something?
That's why I tell you, that's why I call some trap, not all of it, that's why I call it lazy. Because like I said, they actually have lyrics like, nigga. I'm like, wow. How many niggas we going to have in this song right here?
It's bad, man.
Yeah. They rhyme, like I told you, they rhyme nigga with nigga.
That Lil Wayne does it all the time.
I mean, it does rhyme.
Yeah. No, it's not rhyming. That's repeating that shit. No.
He said it with slightly different intonation.
You know, I can understand. I'm just a nigga hanging with my wigger. You know, that is rhyming.
Me and Krill are walking a really fine line in this conversation. I just want you guys to notice that. Like,
I'm trying to trap his ass.
I'm like, yeah.
Trill, they have to break through.
I'm just your house negro.
He said negro.
That's A-OK.
I'm not an idiot. I paid attention earlier in the show.
Well, I've been trying to get people to. I remember I had your boy Chris on here. The other Chris. Yeah. Chris, what's Herman, his name? Chris, I tried to get him to say a song.
He's like, I'll let you say it. Say it.
It would be adorable almost if he said it in a weird sort of way.
I would feel bad for him. Yeah. He would go home and feel sick to his stomach about it.
I know, right? You just feel so bad. Yeah. You'd just be like, this one time it's okay.
This one time. Just that one time. All right. So, you know, have we met before? We met before. No, we haven't. First time here. You know what? Curious, let me talk to this guy before.
Yeah, come on up.
He's like, me? Come on down.
His eyes are blinking.
Yeah.
Don't blush, man. It's cool.
Come on down. Man, you a fine-ass garden gnome, man.
That was cold-blooded.
Come on, man.
Nah, you good-looking guy. That's why I said they could've.
Mining diamonds, and you going to call him out like that?
I got that Kris Kringle going on, man. Nah, man, I wasn't trying to. I said that because you're a handsome guy. I knew you could take that. Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. How long you in town?
About, I'm here for work for the rest of the week, but today and tomorrow I have a free.
Oh, okay. Well, it's great to have you here, man. What's your name?
Brian.
Pleasure to meet you, Brian. How's it going, my friend?
It's going great. I was here like 2 hours before the show started.
Were you just sitting outside the whole time?
My plane landed.
She's like, what the hell are you doing outside then?
I didn't want
to
be late.
I was like, yeah, I'm about to say, I know we put up the time, man. Now, what do you do, being that you're here for work?
I work for a company that manufactures high-end machine parts. So we're here visiting some people first in Austin and then up in Houston. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I like it. Got that nervous twitch. That mustache is just shaking right there. Oh, we're good guys, man. Don't be nervous. Like I said, very photogenic guy.
Yeah.
Nice job.
You're handsome, dude. Thousands of people watching you right now.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
Same thing. Gay or
straight?
Straight.
A little more question there. Straight. Yeah. You got him wondering, Corey.
You sure? You sure? Yes. You get like, because you got the vapors right now. You sure? Now, has any girl ever told you got some pretty eyes?
Oh, all the time.
He's like, oh, fuck yeah.
He flashed them, too.
Yeah, right? He winked at me a little bit.
Well, I usually wear eyeglasses, but I'm trying out contacts for like the past week or two.
Yeah.
So I've been having a lot more people notice. Lately.
Yeah. Keep those contacts in, man, because you got some eyes that you shouldn't be hiding from the world.
No. You see them? Oh gosh!
Oh, you mean?
Well, tell me more about my eyes.
He bat his eyes so much, your hair blew back a little bit.
You saw that?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I hope people to notice them. You know, they don't notice my eyes. Yeah. Wish they would notice.
No, I'm just having a stroke right now.
Oh, I got a seizure right now. Yeah.
It was the most handsome stroke I've ever seen. No, so you got a girlfriend?
Yes, a fiance.
Fiance.
Ooh, hey.
Nice, man. So when is your marriage?
Not for another year and a half. That stuff's expensive.
So you?
Fuck yeah!
It's an expensive Corey.
Man, this is what I want to tell you. Man, this is what I want. This is what I want to tell you. She has been saving a lot of money.
She's been doing
money.
Real good about that.
She's been great about that. She's been great about
strong arming people to give you cheaper prices.
Oh man, she has. She has. She really has. There's even one dude just looked at her. I'm not gonna say it was racist, but he did notice all of a sudden. Because he asked her, she's like, "I think you can do better than that price." And he looked at her like, "Where are you from?"
So we're having a Jewish wedding, are we? Yeah. Chill, chill.
Oh, no, I got it.
Okay.
But he's like, and he didn't even try to hide it. She's like, she said, "What is this, my accent?" He's like, "No, because you bargain like fuck."
Damn. Yeah. That guy didn't want that business anymore, man.
He was cool, but he gave it to us. We didn't use him, but he gave it to us.
Oh,
that's the thing I don't like. I know she bargained with somebody, and we won't be back. That's why yesterday.
She just wants to see.
I know.
Keep it sharp.
That's why yesterday we went and tried these cupcakes, and I told them. I said, they said, "Are you going to be using them?" I was like, "Yes. Yes, we are." She's like, "No, hold on." I was like, "No. No, we're taking them. We're here. Because we were eating a lot of cupcakes over there. They had it laid out.
You're going to have cupcakes at that one?
Man.
No, I can't try no more. I'm full.
I ate so bad yesterday.
We might use you guys.
Yeah, sure. Maybe. Because I was eating the fuck out of those cupcakes. I tried shit that they didn't even have ready. Because, you know, I've been on my.
You went to pull them out the oven?
Man, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You've been on your no-carb diet. So you had an excuse to eat carbs. Woo. I bet you were like Templeton the Rat.
Man. Man, that shit. Those cupcakes were so good. Because of the woman. I ain't had no sweets in a while.
And sugar? And flour?
That's coconut oil.
Yeah. Yeah, shit, they pulled those things out. And they brought all these different samples out. And you got to try a lot of them. And I tried a couple of them. And the girl was trying to tell us what different flavors were. And I just
told
her.
I don't care. No,
yeah.
No.
I told her. I said, she's like, and I was like, snap. I said, just like I was orgasm. Like, she's like, but no. Shut up! and she mentioned flavors. She's like, and we got these. I was like, bring them. And it was one of those things where you have to like pay for those extra ones. But she saw I wanted that shit so bad. I was about to tear that fucking kitchen up if she didn't bring them. That she went and got them. She's like,
girl, I don't want to hurt you.
But you better bring them goddamn cupcakes now. I'm not leaving this motherfucker until you bring me a cupcake.
Bring those strawberry shortcake cupcakes right now.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, Jesus.
Salted caramel.
Woo.
They have banana raspberry. Mm. Man,
and none of that's gonna be a joke.
No,
we got vanilla. It was the cheapest one. Yeah. Mia talked them down to half price. We couldn't do it. We could not do it. Day old wedding cupcakes. God damn.
What can you give me if you take off the icing?
We have this buttercream. Just put butter on. It's fine.
Sprinkle some. You can serve as fairy bread.
Fairy bread. I'm say. Just kidding, to make you some fairy bread. It's the same shit.
Fuck the cupcakes. Just give me the crumbs from the tray. We'll form
press
cupcakes.
We'll
make cupcake balls. Just give us the cupcake holders, and we'll sniff them.
You're gonna throw the crumbs out. No one's gonna want those crumbs.
And if you guys want dessert, there's a bakery down the street.
Oh, this wedding's going to be amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, but don't do what I'm doing, man. Anyway, we're going to get out of here, y'all. Oh, let's see here. K4, the end. I'm just going to put this up. This just came up. He's being very nice. He says, greetings from Ohio. Just want to tell you, I am enjoying the content everyone provides. I listen to it at work all the time. And every time I listen to it, there's something new. I've been subscribed for a while. Support everyone. So keep the content coming. I will, man. I will. Thanks for being a subscriber. I appreciate that. You know, most of these people are like, well, I was thinking about subscribing.
Sure.
If you're thinking, don't call me. Shit, get your shit together before you send me an email. Like you. You subscribe? Get the fuck out. No, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. You really took me seriously? The eyes are blinking? No. You said, like, oh, my God.
Now you see, because I just listened to the podcast.
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
How dare you?
I'm kidding. That's cool. I'm kidding.
I'll
get the fuck out, man. Well, you can see us out, my friend. What's your name again? Brian.
Brian,
we're going to get out.
Chi-Town.
Some Chi-Town, yeah. We're about to get out of here, people. We're going to leave you. But before we do, let me see here. I just want to tell everybody, as usual, thanks for watching. And when you do watch us live, when you subscribe, unlike some people, you can. I'm messing with you, man. You know, because see, here's the deal. No matter how you support us, you actually help us out. Now, you can subscribe, and it has its benefits. When you go and subscribe, you can watch these shows as they play out live. And when you do that, you get to be a part of the show with your emails, your calls. Maybe it'll get you on Skype so you can show your pretty face. And if you miss a show, go to the DT Vault and catch up on all of the video and audio that you've missed. But you can try that out 7 days for free. And if you like it, great. If not, well, then you know what? Keep the audio like my man right here. You enjoying the audio?
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you did that little head, and I'm like, man, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Trying to support you. But no, it is, because when you actually listen to us, especially on SoundCloud, you get us paid. And when you do that, you can also get yourself paid. It's not just exclusive to us. So put your podcast or your music on SoundCloud, get a lot of listeners, and get what?
Those fat checks.
Oh, my God.
And on iTunes. Don't forget.
No, that's right.
We're forget it. On iTunes.
Double dipping.
Exactly.
Even fatter checks, folks.
Is that a check on dick?
It could be
it
either.
It could be both. It could be both.
Get it's Gay Pride Month. You got to be cool.
Oh, and let's see here.
It's Gay Pride Month. You got to be cool, man.
And yes, you do. And that is it, people. Oh, Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday from 7:30 to midnight Central Standard Time. You can go in and talk to them the regular way, or you can watch their streaming YouTube channel, their own video.
Turtle on Wheels.
That Turtle Martin did this to me. No, it's much different. Let's see. And that is that, people. I'm just making sure. And that is it, people. Anniversary party. Get your tickets now. All that good stuff.
Poster contest.
And the poster contest.
Film contest.
We got all the rules up for you. That is it. Brian, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. No, seriously. That was very nice. And thank you for everyone who's coming in. My man, I'm sorry we get a chance to talk to you. You're going to be leaving tomorrow, right? But we hope to see you again one day. It's not the first time we've seen you here. So.
He lives in Tokyo.
He lives in Tokyo. What? You going back to Tokyo?
Yeah, he lives in Tokyo.
Come in and say goodbye with me then. Right. Say one last goodbye right here. Sayonara. Yeah, that's right. Come in. Sit down. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Always
for coming.
Always a pleasure to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, it is. So what time is your flight tomorrow?
Oh, it's not until 5.
Not until 5. You look like Littlefinger.
Jesus, man.
Do you see it? Look at him. A little bit?
Not really.
Okay,
not,
fucking. Yeah. Hey, people, that's why we're out of here. All right. Have a safe trip back.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. And we will see you guys later. But before you go, email us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show, it's too late. We're gone. But in an email, put your phone number in there. Put your Skype contact in there. Let us know if you want to be part of our future show. Send it out. Bam! Talking to you up in your home, the only host in the world that do those house calls. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of all of us, first of all, you can catch us on Twitter at @kcoolman. Catch us on Instagram at @double toasted fan page. Catch us on Facebook. Type in Double Toasted. If you would like some private time with me, Corey.Coleman.5. However, If I'm too busy saving them souls out there, Minister Martin.
Then you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro, occasionally with Chris Cox at oneofus.net, but mostly on Facebook, where you can also find and join our group, the Children of the Toast, which is, I believe, moderated by Mr. Sammy Gonzalez.
Sammy Gonzalez, DT on Facebook. The Mexcellence on all other social medias. Thursday, we're going live. Sammy and Z Shit, The Last Dragon. Tune in, 7 p.m. We're going live. I'll see you there. Corey.
Come check us out the live studios in world famous Double Toast Studios. I thought we were about to leave. But people, if you'd like to come down and see the show, email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Come be visiting Austin. I already live in Austin. Let us know. Come see the show. That is it. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye,
goodbye and stay toasty.